And as you head off on the boat, you hear, and remember, the boat goes you where you need to be, not where you want to be.
There's something very wrong here, like a dark magic coating this whole area in something different in that direction over off in the park.
It seems to be made like a human with barbed wire on his shoulder just looking at you.
That time, whatever you went through, it's over.
It's never over!
It is
never over! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fanable.com role-playing podcast. This is your host and GM, Jesus Rodriguez, and today, on a last-minute surprise game, we're playing Gargoyles.
Because we live again!
Also because we're gigantic dorks.
You have no idea. I basically just...
Really, they have no idea. We've been doing this podcast for 3 years, and they have no idea we're gigantic dorks.
Oh my god, I thought you guys were so cool, but wait, you're actually nerds?
Really?
Screw it.
Are you really that surprised right about now? Yeah. I literally spent the last 2 days rewatching, like, well, not rewatching. I've watched bits and pieces, but now that I've watched them in order, I literally saw 40 episodes like a day. It's that good of a show.
And if you haven't seen Gargoyles, go stop. Pause now. We'll wait. We'll still be here.
We will still be here when you get back. Yes.
Go find it. Watch it.
I think this is a few steps away from playing My Little Pony's Magical Adventure.
That's next week.
And that's when magical ponies are going to realize there's a murderer on the loose.
We're using the
I would play the hell out of that. That would be awesome, man.
Serial killer loosed in Equestria?
Yeah, I would so play that.
Turning shit into glue? Yeah, oh my god, yeah.
It's so dark.
Can I play Doctor Who?
I'm a dark... I tend to play darker games. That's too dark for me. That is way too dark.
The glue factory is where you draw the line. The
glue Sprinkles, factory. Where did you get that... Glustig, it was you the entire time!
Yes, it was me. Yes. You new fairy tale creatures.
This went to a dark place. Alright, where was it? Alright,
So that's what's... They sell that as Smart Puckle glue. That's what Sparkle's inside it! Now I know where it comes from!
It's run by their tears.
I had a point, but
nope,
it's not. Anyway,
nope. Glue Factory Equestria.
Yeah, we're gonna use the World of Darkness conversion for the gargoyles. So basically, for right now, it's gonna be a mix of the gargoyles mythos plus a bit and mixture of the World of Darkness mythos. What I'm gonna mix together to make it, because it's gonna be a one shot game. We're just here to have some fun.
Send vampires at us of the Bruhawk clan.
I'm not gonna
you
send.
You spit.
I promise
gargoyles
you,
and Goliath.
I promise
honor.
You, there are gonna be. Okay, just stop making promises. But. Basically, yeah, I'm going to send a link to the actual thing, the actual PDF for it, if you guys are interested. Thanks to, I think the guy, his name was Lee Garvin, the guy who created it in 2006 or so.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a name on the wiki.
It's on the top, I think. Like, on his forward, I think, just as a thank you.
Oh, yes, Lee Garvin.
Yes. So thanks to that guy, and if you're listening, we're going to play your game, and hopefully don't ruin it completely. And like I said, it's going to be, it's based off the old World of Darkness rules, so I'm just going to mix the rules of old and new and whatever I make up to make the story.
We're just going to throw around some dice and call it gaming.
I'm not going to... I know that I'm going to put up some monsters. You're going to be like, those aren't the stats. I know. I don't care. We're just here to make
I
story.
Think no one actually... After we run like Warhammer, they don't usually say, guys, I don't know if you... You guys actually, this is unlike you, but you messed up the rules.
Really? Because we're really so strict about that. Yeah, usually, you know?
Except for Roarhammer, people actually will call us out because we actually like that.
Yes, because.
But no one really else calls us out because they know, like, our World of Darkness is actually really fucking, like, haphazard. You know, like, except for Daniels. Daniels is pretty good about, like, following the rules. Me, I'm like, yeah, roll a die!
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because I'm just like, I've been doing nothing but World of Darkness for the past 15 years.
And I'll twist rules left and right to make things interesting, so we'll go with that. Alright, so we're playing Gargoyle starting from... Tell me about your character starting from my left.
I'm a wizard. Yeah, this is Dan. I'm playing Vlad. Vlad, we should really have come up with some kind of physical description. I mean, Billy has his. We'll get to him soon enough.
I have fangs and horns.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm purple.
Okay. How did you learn about your magic? Oh, actually, no, you should probably explain that you are a wizard. So.
Yes, I am a wizard. Well, no. Here, because there's a rare art called Gargomancy.
Gargomancy.
So rare it was never in the TV series.
Exactly.
But in Magic of Fan Creations, we have power.
Through the power of fan, we have Gargomancy. I mean, I figure the way it's described in the book is, usually each clan at most has one, and always two there are, master and apprentice, or whatever. Point is, I was the apprentice for the clan Gargomancer. And, I don't know, you tell me what happened to him, but he's not around anymore.
Wait, because weren't you all from the same, around the same ages? Because remember, we're starting the game in Avalon.
But the Magus was,
he could would know about gargoyle magic.
You were taught by the Magus.
Yeah, there we go. Bam! The Magus taught me.
Okay. We just dropped some cannon on you, folks.
Boom.
In our universe, that happened.
We'll take this Nass and Gen.
Also, I have a bit of psychokinesis, because the rules say I can take it, so I did. And I have rights, because apparently the creator likes werewolf, and so now I have rights, too.
Yes.
Point is, I am a giant purple people eater. I am a giant purple gargoyle who can cast gargomancy spells.
Nice.
That's all you need to know about it.
Okay.
Yay. All right, this is Angela. I'm playing Zipporah. I'm going to say that I'm a blue gargoyle.
Ooh.
With the aforementioned fangs and horns.
Blue gargoyles, they steal!
I'm sorry, did you just bring racism to gargoyles?
Yes. No racism.
And she is, after Angela took off on the world tour, yes, Fandible fans, I was totally an Angela fangirl back in the day. Ooh. I wonder why.
Little known fact, she was actually named after the character.
her mom was a huge fan.
Her name's actually Lily, but she's decided, she threw a fit and she changed her name to Angela.
Exactly.
Legally, yes, true.
And so after Angela took off on the world tour with Goliath, Zipporah kind of stepped up into the role of second to Gabriel.
Wasn't Ophelia the second?
No,
not she anymore. Wasn't. Not anymore, that bitch didn't understand Gabriel like I do. My name is Ziz, and I am actually playing the talker of the group.
Yes, because, that's what Billy plays. Billy is always the face.
I'm actually the gargoyle dog, and the way I look is very much like Bronx, except instead of, from the top of my head, I actually have little feathers poking out, very fine feathers of various colors. I have a beak. And I have a giant kind of a T-Rex forehead, a bone crest. I'm sorry, a Triceratops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's different. That I can headbutt people. And my character has been known to, he loves to dig. That's his jam.
Could you repeat that and actually enunciate it a bit? Because it kind of came off wrong.
Really?
Just to me.
Yeah,
he loves to dig.
He loves to dig.
Thank you.
That is his... He loves to jig, also. Too legit, too quick.
Oh, yeah!
What? All right.
Moving on.
All right. Basically, the game is going to take place in Avalon. These three gargoyles are actually from the clan that was... If you watch the series, these are the eggs
which
that
you should.
Yeah, which you should. These are the eggs that were in Avalon that hatched and became their own. And these three specifically are going to actually take the boat and head off to Manhattan to join the Goliath clan, supposedly. So why exactly are you guys deciding to go over there? Just on a whim? Or?
Well, I've always wanted to learn about medicine. No, honestly, I'm...
Somebody put a collar in you and dragged
you. I mean, for him, he has no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Why do you guys want to go to...
I follow Angela. Oh, I follow...
Zipporah.
Yeah, and I don't know why... I could make an excuse, but it's funnier if you guys think of something.
Angela's my BFF, and so...
This is the worst.
We're going to go and talk about boys, and... The guy is so strong. All right.
That's creepy, because it's bad.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, sorry. I forgot about it. No, not to you.
Doesn't have to be. Hmm? Yeah, but... Do you
really... Oh, I know you're part of the clan. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Sorry, I just watched...
No, there were actually several different children in that clan.
Yeah, okay.
All they right, couldn't all be Goliath.
No,
and
no, it's true enough.
Yeah,
because damn,
yeah,
way to go, buddy.
It's been busy.
Nice.
Oh, let's see. Why did we decide to leave Avalon?
We have a message to deliver.
We have a message.
To Goliath. That's all I got.
Dog's a smart one.
Apparently,
nice.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Just also, maybe just an update on how things are going, or
also let them know there's such a thing as gargomancy.
I have learned the ancient art of gargomancy, bringing back to our tribe.
Goliath forgot his wallet here. And we tried calling.
And it's just like his old high school photo, so he has the thick rimmed glasses. It's kind of funny.
We keep on getting this guy, like, he sounds like a butler to some Xanatos. And he just says to send it on over and he'll get there, but we just don't trust him. We're gonna hand deliver this.
I'm sure Mr. Xanatos will be just fine.
Huh?
With the mess. Is that so?
Oh, I grab the phone and I start digging it, burying it. Okay. You can't do this to me! I'm Xanatos!
The story's going to take place in between seasons 2 and 3, so humanity still doesn't know about Gargoyles yet. So, just putting that out there in case you guys have questions. All you fans who watch Gargoyles. Anyway, so, you're basically on the beach. There is Gabriel. There is the Magus sending you off.
Is the Magus still alive?
Magus is dead.
Right, he's dead. So, like I said, I watched all the episodes together, so it's hard
killed
to
kill him and it is hard for the power.
Yeah, so it's Gabriel and Princess Catherine.
There we go.
Yeah, sorry.
And Tom.
And Tom. Tom's there in his gargoyle mask. Goliath mask.
Yes.
And ready to fight.
In the side, a couple feet away from you guys as you guys are talking, you you see Princess Catherine look over and sigh. Suddenly you just see a large hole and, like, things are coming out of it. Like, you know, the sand. And I'm at it again. I'm digging.
Dinosaur bones and covers.
Okay. See, this for the
buried
last
treasure.
For the last time, stop trying to dig up old armor.
He Aziz pokes his head out, gives a big, like, beaky grin, and then he just jumps out and starts rolling on his back, covering himself in the seaweed, and he's getting tangled up a little bit. Go on.
So, this is a Princess Catherine. So, the
Where's your Scottish accent?
I refuse. Because there's going to be so many accents, I can't do them all justice. Faith in Migora. That's Irish.
That's very Irish and a little racist.
A little racist.
You got a little David in you there.
Yeah.
Sinners.
As it is, we have chosen you three. Well, two, and the dog. to send this message to Goliath. And because you need to be immersed in the rest of the world, we'll soon be joining Goliath. We need to go out there and see humanity at its best and its worst. You are my children, and I wish you all the best. So get out of the fucking boat. No, I wish you all the best. Okay, I wish you all the best. Good luck to you.
Will not fail you, princess.
You won't.
I drop a fish at her feet and get in the boat.
There's times like, Ziz, again, really? Thank you again for the, and this has spikes on it. That's great. That is just. Alright.
Thank you for a Pokemon?
Alright.
Yes.
And as you head off on the boat, you hear, remember, the boat goes you where you need to be, not where you want to be.
Yeah.
I really should have said that beforehand, before you left into the strange mists of Avalon.
Away we go.
The boat, I'm just sitting at the edge of the boat, just.
Okay.
Panning away.
So you're heading off. You head into the mists for a little while. It's nice and misty, a cool breeze. And all of a sudden, the smell seems to change. Instead of there's no longer the smell of the sweet smell of the beach, of the forest. It's more a smell you have first. Like, it's hard to describe. It's more like the smell has a bit of dirt to it. Like, not dirt, like something in there. And like, there's all these also differing smells. Like, some of it is food. Some of it definitely, because you remember Alyssa was there. It smells like humans.
The feathers on the back of my head are just, like, going up while shaking, and I'm barking, like, or chirping. It's like a chirp bark.
Mm-hmm.
Chirping.
Yes.
I'm chirping towards the where I think the smell is coming from. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Okay. And you also, since you're the wizard, you also sense, you can kind of smell those things, because, I mean, do gargoyles have a somewhat enhanced sense of smell?
I'd say
yeah,
so.
Okay. Yeah. You can smell those things, not as good as the dog,
yeah.
As Ziz, obviously. But also, it's like, there's also, like, a sense of red as well, coming from everywhere around you. And then you slowly head out of the mist into what looks like the squarest lake you've ever seen. A very tiny lake as well. It's dead of night, of course. And basically, you look around, there's forests. Like, out in the distance, there's forests. And inside of there, there's all these strange buildings all over the place.
I know it is, son of a bitch.
You probably know.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All these strange buildings and what looks like not a lot of humans, like the odd humans there in a corner somewhere. And you look behind you and the mist behind you disappears. And you can see the back of that small, tiny square lake surrounded by the odd human. None of them thought of yet, at least yet, looking at the lake. Just walking around, maybe enjoying the sights. You see one or two, what looks like couples.
This terribly small lake. It's the last time you saw a beach quite this straight.
I've never seen a beach other than the ones on Avalon, and obviously there's nothing like this there.
I'm looking into the waters and like giving off a growl as I see coins.
Surprisingly clear of the water. Yeah.
I tilt my head in an inquisitive manner and then look up you guys and there's no fish.
I pat Ziz behind his crest.
So what do you do?
Kill all the
humans. Yeah, are the humans noticing us?
Not yet.
Like, how far away are they from us? Like.
Hmm?
The lake is surprisingly small, but how, you know, is it like 2 feet away? Is it 10 feet?
I would say, like, you're right in the middle, and you're and the humans and everybody else are probably like 12, 15 feet away on either side. But it's a rectangle, so 12, 15 feet on either side, like more like 20, 25 on the other ends.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take the pole that came with the skiff, because it always did.
Of course.
To navigate us towards the nearest, the nearest and least populated side.
Okay. I need you to give me a stealth.
I have stealth.
Minus
boat.
Two because you're on a boat.
let's see. What goes with stealth? Dex?
Yep.
Yes, really.
Minus two, so I got one die. Woohoo! And because this is an old World of Darkness, don't you get to set the difficulty?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna do six.
Yeah, technically.
Oh,
I just forgot. Yeah, technically, you're not supposed to take dice away. You're supposed to.
Oh, right. The difficulty. So, like I said, I keep mixing things up. So we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, six is default. The old World of Darkness, six is default difficulty for everything.
Oh, so basically,
the harder it is.
Oh, the more active.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, unlike New World of Darkness, where difficulty is set at eight, and then you take away
or give dice.
It's a learning.
Here,
experience.
It's like you keep always the same amount of dice, but you raise or lower difficulty.
But it's always one to succeed.
I don't feel comfortable with Jesus running this.
There's usually minimum successes because again, mm-hmm. since you always keep the same dice, you know, like you
yeah,
go, like it's
makes
difficult.
Sense.
Yeah,
okay.
So basically, those are your two ways of raising difficulty. Going like it's going to be harder so instead of being the default six, it's going to be eight, and
okay.
you're going to need three successes.
Okay,
you're gonna make
that
something
makes
really
perfect
hard.
Sense today. You slowly go off to a far corner between what looks like one building that almost looks kind of like a palace and a strange statue on the left corner. That sense of dread is still permeating this entire place.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So there's a palace and a pillar, you said?
There's some pillar with, like, a statue on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you're off in a corner of that little lake. There's no people around, but there seem to be people heading your direction.
Okay. I'm leaping out of the water. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm leaping out of the boat, and I'm starting sniffing around, just
mm-hmm.
trying to get a... Just doing basic dog things, sniffing around, trying to figure out where the food is.
I'm going to say you can probably smell food, definitely in the area. Some good stuff. Something you've never smelled before.
And we're aware that humans don't, like, know about it.
Yeah, you're aware of that, yes.
Tom told me it was the thing. Like, by the way, they don't know you guys exist. Really?
They may hate you.
But we're pretty obvious. Look at us. We're giant monsters with wings.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to miss us. Speaking of which...
mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I'm going to, again, like, hold on to Ziz and say to Vlad,
Are you off the boat?
Yes.
As soon as you get off the boat starts to sink.
No! No, we're trapped!
As soon as it sinks, you look down, the boat's gone.
And now we're stuck
every
here.
Time.
Every now time. We're stuck here.
Yeah.
Okay, there seem to be people coming. That's probably not a good thing. I see a castle up there. I vote we climb it and roost. Go my gargoyle instinct, my every gargoyle instinct against high as possible and perch.
Yeah, that was exactly going to be my suggestion as well. Good thinking, Vlad. Away we go. You can climb.
You're a gargoyle. He's my default. Spider-Man.
They usually
want
to... Well, you guys said fly up there. He wants
to... No,
we
said climb.
No,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those gargoyles can't really fly. They can
glide. At ground level, there wouldn't be enough lift.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They did glide. Okay, cool. Yeah.
As you head towards that palace, the palace is about... basically only about two or three floors. The oddest thing about it, it's not made of, like, most of it is not made of stone. It seems to be made of glass.
That's just...
Yes. I mean, you can leap up there to the roof if you wanted to, but it's just, like, most of the windows are, it's glass windows all around.
That's just completely indefensible. I mean, glass, really. What happens when you get stuck?
Well, perhaps they aim...
Mm-hmm.
Elisa made no mention of raiders that may sack them, so perhaps we are in a place where they do not have to worry about that.
Some people just have these.
Okay.
Leap!
All right.
Ziz just looks up. I'm just wondering if I can leap that far.
I'm going to say yes. You'll be scrabbling, and they might have to pull you up, but you'll be able to.
I imagine we didn't make that leap in one bound. It was, you know, finding a small bit of purchase that was not entirely of glass and using that to leap onto the next.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay, I'm going up.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you all go up, you go on top, and basically you take a look around above. Like, it's not super high, this place, but it's far enough to see, like, a little bit beyond the trees. And surrounding you everywhere, beyond the trees, are tall buildings everywhere.
See, you know, those are castles.
he clearly agrees with you. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Oh, you notice, like, as your people are passing by because they didn't notice three gargoyles going up into this, you start hearing some random snippets of conversation. Hey, ¿qué tú estás haciendo así? No, está bien. Blah, blah, blah. ¿Qué pasa con tu carro? And you, with your linguist, knows it's Spanish.
Good job.
They are... place where we were headed, wasn't it, didn't most of the natives speak English?
That's what Elisa said she spoke.
That wasn't English down there. Mm-hmm. I vote we, have the dog pick one up.
No.
Answer me!
that's not...
What's the roof look like here? Hmm? What's the roof like? Is it glass roof? Or is
no,
it
no, it's tiled roof.
Alright.
You know, so, like, actually, will you give me awareness?
Yeah. Do they have alertness?
Alertness, yes.
So, alertness.
Actually, you could also do perception checks or investigation.
Yeah, investigation or alertness, whatever one is better. Just basically looking at people.
Same.
Alright, difficulty.
Empathy would also work if you have it.
Get six?
Hmm? Six. Dip six.
Alright, they got two.
Two.
Three. Yeah, y'all make it. You notice, like, the people around you, like, as they're walking through the park, they just seem to be kind of stupid. Like, they're feeling immense pressure here. They're, like, they're not comfortable here for some reason. Which also kind of, at least to you, makes you also understand why there's no one, like, there's barely any people here in this one nice, wonderful place, why aren't there? And it's like all these people are just trying to quickly pass through.
Interesting. Hold on a second. I'm going to do Gargomancy, I think, level 2, which lets me, like, track, like, the flows of magic or power or whatever. It's around, so let me figure out what the role for that is real quick. And it's like legendary potential plus something. Here we go. Actually left it saved right there. Reading the flow. Perception plus Gargomancy, difficulty 6. 3 or more successes will tell you what kind of energy it is. All right, so Perception plus Gargomancy, difficulty 6.
Okay.
Nice.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, so I did
nice.
Get 3.
Very nice.
So, yeah, I would be able to see and follow the flow of quintessence, gnosis, or even quickening if immortal rules were used. With 3, I can tell what kind of energy it is.
Very nice. Okay, with 3. All right. You notice immediately, you start feeling the energy. The energy seems, it's not going into this park, but it's coming out of this park. And it's a dark, powerful, with your 3, you notice it feels more like the energy of death itself. But you also notice something else entirely. There is that massive force, but also it seems like there's a smaller force as well, like in a specific corner of the park.
Hmm.
You can't sense it specifically.
Yeah, but I can get an idea of, like,
the
direction.
General direction, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, you see Vlad sort of, like, kneel down and, like, do whatever Gargomancy entails, which they don't say, presumably weird.
Hand signals.
Exactly.
Hand signals.
Much like Naruto. it's very big in the Scottish ninjas. Mm-hmm. So you know, he sort of closes his eyes. When he opens them, they're glowing, like, mm-hmm. you know, sort of like, I want to say magic probably has, like, a different glow.
Yeah,
so I guess
yeah.
more like a whitish green than the normal white. And you see him, like, sort of like looking around as if he was seeing something and nobody else. There's a very powerful flow of some kind of dark magic. There's something very wrong here, like a dark magic coating this whole area, and something different. that direction over off in the park. Something smaller, but not quite as dark, I suppose.
Perhaps Avalon sent us here to increase this not-dark magic and have it cast out the darkness.
I cast Gargoyle Magic Missile.
Yes. Gargoyle Missile.
Cargo Missile.
Let's go that way.
Okay.
Glide.
And you guys just glide there because...
One of us has to pick him up. He's got the higher strength.
Yes.
Probably you. I've only got, like, 3.
All right, so I'm going to pick up...
I'm a wizard, so...
Okay.
Carry Ziz.
All right. As you slowly glide and go to the closest building to that spot, still in the park, but you notice, like, what seems like a small, like, a... And this is why we need a video podcast.
Billy, for our listeners at home, was pantomiming what it might look like for a dog to be gliding.
And a la Superman, just holding hands. All right, and anyway, basically you go to a more populated area of the park. And you notice immediately, like, there's a smaller group of random people walking around. Ziz, you would immediately notice, like, places that seem to have different types of food you've never smelled before. But I'm obviously, like, these seem to be stands people selling items. And basically, random people, mm-hmm. and your sense with your 3, you can specify that sense you smelled before, it is coming from this direction. Specifically, you think it's coming from someone down there. Someone specifically, a person.
Hmm. Well, one of these people seems to be the source of what I'm feeling, but it's hard to...
There's so many people down there. Hmm. It's like, can Ziz smell magic?
Hmm? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Without an Elisa, the world tour gets much harder.
Yep.
I've got nothing.
As we're gliding over, you said like there's tents of people and stuff like that. Zit's going to, as soon as we get kind of low, he's going to kind of roll his shoulders a little bit, uh-huh. and I'm going to try to land behind the tents, kind of like in the tent alleyway, if you will.
Okay, give me an agility roll, please. Difficulty 7.
There's athletics.
Athletics. I keep forgetting the cheap shit. Athletics, please.
I got this shit down.
3 successes.
So 1, close. 2. Oh, but I still got 3 dice to roll.
Hmm? Oh, do you? Oh, wow. You got both the dice. Oh, not that it matters.
Oh, yeah, and ones take shit away.
Oh, yes.
You basically go through a tent, like, collapsing. I'm going to say, for comedic effect, you don't actually collapse a tent. You just go through a hole. Surrounded by what looks like is like a school trip. monster! People start screaming away.
I spin around looking for the monster. I spot the piñata. Like, that's hanging, and then I growl,
okay.
and my feathers go up, and I dive-bomb the piñata, okay. ripping it apart.
All right. You see people immediately start to run. You see...
Guys, I got this! Don't worry!
You see one person, like, screaming, like, Mátalo! Mátalo! You see someone seems to get, like, some type of pike or, like, a stick or something, and start, like, just poking with it.
He's poking it, and I'm just shaking the piñata, because I legitimately think what the terror is the piñata. I got this, guys!
Okay. What are you doing?
It's chocolatey.
Turn around and
so, done with this. Done with this world tour. Everyone was crazy. I think this was a good idea. We're done here.
Hey, drift off for being immortal. I was trying to land in the back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you
failed. I understand that. Right. I don't know if Zipporah understands that. Yeah. She just thinks you're a bad dog.
Bad dog.
Right. Yeah, no, I turn to support, like, go get Ziz out of there before anyone else sees him.
Is there
I'm going to see if I can spot who we're supposed to find here. Okay. Basically, I'm trying to watch the behavior of the humans, okay. anybody who behaves differently.
Okay, I'm going to say you don't have to roll for this, yeah. specifically. But basically, you notice all the people running away from the obvious monster. You can almost feel the terror going through person to person. They start running. And you can still also feel that terror is also, it seems to be enhanced by the aura around you. So it's more, instead of like, it's like crowd of onlookers like looking off awkwardly, that fear seems to go and they start to run. One person obviously is now running. You used to be staring oddly at the tent where the fear is supposed to be happening. And you can zoom in on it. Yep. Do you remember this? It's old, like, seems to be an older gentleman, whitish hair, Caucasian man just standing up. But you know, you can't be specific. It seems like there's something on him. Like, it seems as soon as it's like focus, it just disappears. You're too far away to really get a grip on it.
Hmm. All right, well, Zipporah tries to grab Ziz, I'm going to try and go around and approach that guy from as close to the shadows as I can be.
Okay.
I want to drop down into the tent alleyway this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to like lift up the back of the tent and be like, Ziz!
Mm-hmm.
I do have an animal kit.
Oh.
So I would hope that would give me like a bonus to persuasion or something.
Yeah. Sure, do it. Right now, I'm confused because the thing is kind of the string of that has wrapped around my neck. Yeah. Now it's on my back.
And you're still being hit by the guy with some people with sticks.
Yeah.
Like smacking you.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. I'm turning into someone growling and I'm taking a bite out one of the sticks. Because, the guy, we're in this together. Then you're accidentally hitting me. You're the worst warriors ever.
The greatest betrayal.
What would go with protect. Animal Ken?
Betrayed by the humans they were supposed to protect. No, just,
Charisma.
How many successes?
Just one success, because you know him. Difficulty 6.
2, 3 successes.
Yep.
Yay.
I spin around, ignoring the sticks. I'm going to actually try to dive under the tent, dragging the pinata on my
head. Okay. You just dive through and just...
I unwind the string from around his neck.
It's just trophy.
Yeah.
All right.
I turn towards as I hear the people coming from, you know, probably.
Yeah, coming in through.
Up the tree.
Yep, and you climb up the tree. Okay, as that's happening, you are basically, people are running away. This other guy seems to be, like, slowly stepping forward. And so basically, give me a stealth roll to see if you can grab him from the darkness, from the tree cover.
All right.
That
is 2.
Two?
2 successes.
Actually,
uh-huh.
The 1 took away, 1
doesn't.
Yeah,
so 1
success. Yeah, but 1 is enough, especially if it's a 10. So basically, like as you're stepping through, you see what do you do?
Yeah, I'm gonna basically like try and grab him, sort of like pull him away.
Okay.
Like pull him, you know, into the shadows. Like,
okay, him. You do so. And what you do? Actually, give me an awareness roll or alertness.
That's 1's canceled, the 2, so
that's... Okay, so you don't get a chance to see as what looks like... Actually, let me just check this
real quick. We always forget about those 1s. Like, those are just the bitch.
Well, because they don't do anything anymore in the newer games, so it's been a while.
2.
Oh, wow.
So, all right, how do we do, like, Old World of Darkness? Is it minus defense, or just... no, that's New World of Darkness.
No. Your defense is... Don't you add shit to, like, the difficulty when you have defense, like...
It's your attack, and then if you hit... Basically, there's an attack roll, then there's a damage roll, and then there's a soak roll.
Oh, yeah, and your armor increases, like, soaking.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you have, like, a 5 in armor, then it would reduce... Yeah. You get 5 dice to roll for your soak.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and all right. There's, I think, one of our built-in things, because it's natural armor, probably.
I guess maybe we don't. No, I don't think so.
I guess we don't.
Okay. We'll figure this out, people. Remembering, we're making up and old and new. Although, doing separate rolls for both comma and then for damage. Mm-hmm.
What you do is...
Yeah, that's why you might get like 28 successes to hit, but then only do 1 point of damage.
I'm tempted to just like make it 1 roll and see how that
works. Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, so I'm just going to do that for now. And it's going to say you have 4 hits.
Alright, so I'm going
to
go ahead and...
I think this would be pretty easy to convert to
new
rules,
world,
to
new
the new
world. Yeah, yeah. Let's just
try just to do the new world
rules.
Yeah, let's
do that, probably.
Alright. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything...
No, I've got there's nothing in here for stamina. That's, like, in the actual endowments.
Yeah, there should be, like, some kind of, like, built-in...
Well, there's the endowments allows you to have soaking stuff.
Yeah.
But, let me just check real quick.
Yeah, like with Might of Stone, you roll a test of her Might of Stone trait, difficulty 6. For each success, add
that's
one of the gargoyle's effective strength to the remainder of the scene. Oh, okay, so...
Yeah,
and it's rock hide.
Yeah, stone skin, that's the one that's...
Yeah.
It's
also rock hide.
Yeah.
But you have to activate it and stuff. Anyway, point is, 4 stamina, so 4 soak dice.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I got 3 successes, so I soak 3 of them, so I take 1 point.
You take 1 hand damage, and it looks like a head of barbed wire clips you on the shoulder. Right, that seems to be coming out of the guy's back.
Well, that's not right.
Yeah. Does it push it back? Or do you, like... He's like, what the fuck? Or
he backs away immediately.
Okay. And as soon as he does that, he turns around. You immediately see the same general behind him is a person. Seems to be completely made like a human with a barbed wire on his shoulder, just looking at you.
What?
Yeah, he backs away, but like he's got his like claws out. He's really like, hold! I meant no harm.
Okay.
And just gonna see if it's still aggressive or not.
And you see him speaking in a thick English speaking in English, but a Spanish accent. So. You make me no harm. You tried to grab me.
Well, look at me. I don't do very well out in the light. There's something, obviously something about you that the rest didn't notice. What's going on here?
They wouldn't see it, but you do. Well, yes, monster. Of course, I'm sorry.
Giant winged monster. Hello.
Okay. What are you doing?
We just arrived. We're actually not entirely sure. My allies are nearby.
Is your allies the one causing trouble in that tent?
He's, not the smartest.
This guy's an idiot. You see the barbed wires. It's not talking, but it's like the clanking of its metal is how it speaks. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to get like, like kind of just either disappointed or just doesn't give a damn. You're like, you don't look like, well, you look like a monster. I'll be honest here. But, you don't look like
a monster. Claws?
You don't look very dangerous. He looks at you like you're not the strangest thing he's ever seen at the time.
He's got a giant little part of the dude playing to his back. That's pretty weird.
All right. Let's go to someplace more private. Follow me if you can. And he starts walking.
I let out like a... I mean, we do have like a howl thing that we can use to like call others, don't we? It's built in.
Yeah, just do whatever you need to
do. Yeah, there's a howl.
A lot of stuff we're going to put in the just name of plot. Just make
howl of alarm.
Yeah. A hideous deafening roar.
That might can be heard for several miles.
Yeah.
You guys are like 30 feet away.
I think you just go with, yo!
Yeah, so basically you hear like, you know, my voice from the direction of the trees. Yeah, like,
well, did you take the calling the clan right?
I can, but that's also like a right. I mean,
the right is a silent call that alerts all members of the clan to report to the castle or another location for a meeting.
I suppose. I mean, if you say it's not like a right that takes an hour to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys feel like your spider sense is tingling. Mm-hmm. In the direction of the trees.
I go through the trees as stealthily as I can.
Or how about I pick you up and we glide there?
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. And with people, like, running away from you, you're able to just go. Nobody notices because, like I said, that fear, the palpable fear of darkness is just pushing people away from the area.
Yep, I'm going to pick up Ziz when it happens, and I want to do, like, the gargoyle, like, dive bomb thing where they, like, narrow their wings, and she's like, she's, like, going to land, like, with a thump right in front of this guy. Like,
okay. You couldn't wait until we went to the clearing? Really? Fine, we'll talk, yeah, Jesus.
We like it better in the trees with the shadows.
Huh?
We like it better in the trees with the shadows, fewer people to see.
So, where are we?
We went to the trees.
We went to the trees, yes. All right. And now, because you were in the dark before, but now he's got a clearer look at you. Huh. So, you just happened to be here, is that it? Just all of a sudden, just show up looking like that.
We were headed to New York.
New York, you're a bit off.
Not Central Park.
Central Park, no. You were in the park.
Yeah, we're doing like really. I can imagine. It's like, is this Central Park? Like, we only know like a few things out of this. There's Central Park, and then she talked about Domino's once. So it's one of those two.
Is it near Domino's?
You're in La Parque del Buen Retiro in Madrid. Spain.
No, I'm not an expert in geography.
Across an ocean away from where you were headed.
Yes, that's
there
where
we go.
Headed.
But now you're here.
Took a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
That's an old joke.
Yes.
That is a very poor and old joke.
We don't get a lot of TV in
Avalon. Avalon.
Never mind.
Yeah.
It's a hotel.
Sephora gives a look like just like zip it.
Hotel Avalon.
It's a hotel near Domino's in Central Park.
Okay. He looks at you. What's up? This For now, I'm going to believe that you know nothing of what is going on. But your presence here proves that maybe the universe has a sense of humor. I have had a feeling here. Have you felt it?
Yes, there's something dark and oppressive here.
I've seen... I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself. Antonio. I am not sure if you're familiar. I am what is called a sin eater. I can sense the dead. I can sense their presence. I can see shadows of it. And I see, felt this presence here in this very park. Something powerful. Something corruptive. I've been trying to find it for a long time. These last few days. But it's hard to pinpoint. But I've seen bits and pieces of his face. Face that looks somewhat similar to your people.
Hmm?
Something dark is here. It looks like you. Wings, horns.
That can't be true. We are not a dark people.
No, you seem like a noble race. But I only know what I have seen. Brief glimpses. But maybe fate has given you a chance to pinpoint, yeah? But, well, not for you. But for the
I was
other
gonna
two.
Say,
okay. All right. So, Kat. So, the question becomes: what are you going to do now that you are here?
If there is something dark and dangerous here, it is our duty to look into it and stop it.
Well, that is good. But first, I need to make some preparation. Some things I need for the ritual. It will take me a few days. Oh, no, it'll take me a few hours to get it. Can you be here by, say, 8, 9 a.m.?
No. We will be here tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay, that's fine.
That's sundown.
That's sundown. All right, I can't really suggest places for you to stay that would consider... your demonic presence. Well, you're not demons. I can tell that much. But
we will be fine.
All right. Just trying to be like. Be some people. All right. So here tomorrow night. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Okay. Does he just disappear?
Okay, no, he tries to. He's like, and he just walks away.
He does a Castiel. We can still see you. Dude. He walks off.
Very close behind him is that barbed wire ghost thing behind him.
Sorry.
Yeah. I give a growl. I don't like that.
Okay.
It did scratch me.
Yeah. And it hurt. It hurt.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah. Alright?
Yeah.
Well, that's as much as we're going to get out of here. Unless you want to hunt in the park.
I have no... I do not have your sense for magic and for darkness, Vlad, so I think that perhaps it may be best to wait for our newfound ally to return tomorrow evening, and in the meantime try to scout out an appropriate location. Perhaps one of those castles we saw may be a good place to roost for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
For the day.
So I could use a nap. He rubs his, scratch cheek.
Nice.
Quite name.
Nice. Alright, so you find him. I'm going to say you find a nice palace to stoop on. During the morning, people are rocking.
If we're in Spain, I'm pretty sure there's a cathedral that will fit right in.
Yeah, definitely. You go out of the park, you find a cathedral with other guys saying, hey, get up. Oh. All right, and you just make scary faces. And you see, in the daylight hours, you see people walking by. It's like, oh, I've never seen those before. Okay, you see a priest like, I don't remember ordering those. No, someone knew.
They never destroy them.
I sense hell with it. And basically, yeah. And that's basically what happens, because I'm not going to roleplay stuff that you guys aren't involved in.
No, talk to yourself.
Okay. Trust me, that's one of the... You should never talk to yourself. Yeah. That leads to poor things. All right. Next night.
The cat just looks at you with total lack of amusement.
Can you hold still?
You would be eaten. I would eat you, cat.
Mm-hmm. No, you wouldn't.
Speaking of which, I'm hunting for food.
You're hunting for food?
I need food. We're going to starve, aren't we? Don't gargoyles need to eat?
We do.
Yeah.
All right, so for some food, what are you going to hunt? How are you going to get food?
Squirrels, whatever's in the, you know.
Hot dog cart?
I'm going for squirrels, but if a hot dog cart happen,
a wild hot dog cart appears.
Wild, yeah. I happen to find myself in front of a wild hot dog cart.
All right, this is what I'm going to say. If you're going to try to find wild, like, squirrels and stuff in this park, you're going to have to give me a survival roll. If you want to try to find some hot dog like humanoids, you're going to have to give me a stealth roll.
Decisions. Mm-hmm. Well, squirrels are delicious, but I've had squirrels before, and the scent of relish is just too hard not to investigate. This is a learning experience. We are exploring humanity, so I'm going to follow my tummy,
okay,
and I'm going to make a stealth roll looking for delicious, delicious hot dogs.
Difficulty 7-2, because you know, well, you wouldn't notice, but you notice there seem to be some strange people garbed strangely with pictures of animals. Like, possibly, I'm going to tell my character, it's animal control.
Yeah, no, we got you.
Okay. You got it?
So, 8 and up?
Yes.
Up, 2.
All right, yes. You're fine, basically. You grab a couple of hot dogs and burgers from, like, random corners. Spanish food of, I don't know what type of food is popular in Spain, but that food is also there.
Shish kebabs, I guess. Slabs, a little meat.
Yeah, so you grab whatever.
Shish kebabs are popular everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you also grab some for?
I did, but they got lost during transit.
Okay.
The squirrels here are very vicious.
Yes. You find me in an alleyway, just surrounded with like little shish kebab sticks.
Ziz.
All right.
So I tell the guys to get me some food while you're out there. And I'm going to go ahead because we're going to face something possibly dark and dangerous.
Yep.
So I'm going to use my sculpting life gargomancy thing on one of the other gargoyle statues that are around. And create myself a pet. Something.
Wow. All right. Give it a go. What's
the
difficulty?
Basically, it's my spend one legendary potential, one willpower, and roll intelligence plus gargomancy with a target of 7.
Nice, alright.
So, I'll spend
Give one success, is it necessary?
Yeah, from one success, depending on the successes, you get more. If one success is enough, but it doesn't get you a lot.
Okay.
The more successes, the better the stats
are. Alright, interesting. Okay.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
5 successes, not bad, not bad at all.
You get all the things.
7, 5, 3, and the way it works, so basically, yeah, it's going to have basically my same stats, because it's like, I'm going to give it more physical stats than me. I'll work the stats.
Okay,
so basically, it's got like 7, 5, 3, so it's effectively a regular character, except it doesn't have as many skills. It has like one talent, one skill, and one knowledge that I have, so it can't like... Like, I can't have computer if I don't have computer.
Okay, basically.
All right. How about you give it the ability to do the rites, and it can make one of itself, and it just keeps on going.
Infinite gargoyles. So, yeah,
I'll work up. It's a recursive gargoyle. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, I'll work up the stats while, but yeah.
Gargoyles
I basically make a spare gargoyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I already got scratched. I don't like this. How am I the only one getting hurt here?
Angela,
she's
Angela's character, she's in the woods, and she sees like some shaking bushes coming by, and suddenly Ziz pops through. The shish kebabs are pretty much gone. But there's like a one or two left on like a little stick, and he's has them in his beak.
She reaches out for the sticks, which are just, like, coated in slobber.
Uh-huh.
She's like, thank you, Ziz.
You know, you could have just, as he's walking through the forest, you could have just asked me to buy you something.
I spin around and go...
Yeah. What? What?
He snuck up on us.
You did not need to skulk through the shadows like someone who has something to hide.
Really? Like, some people I know?
No.
Yeah. Ziz backs away from the food that you were waving too much in his face.
And now I have confirmation you're not evil because no one evil would act that stupid. Moving on.
Aww. Why would you make fun of a dog? Your dog's stupid! It's like, well, dude, he's a dog. Come on.
And you notice he also seems to be carrying some type of bag. He's like, well, let's begin so we can take care of this, huh? She starts taking out, like, looks like glasses of liquid, some sort of leaves, different materials. And she starts putting it all over himself.
Zippor is very suspicious of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he puts it around himself, and he puts makes a similar circle, like in front of him. He's like, all right, I'm going to need one of you to sit right there. Any takers?
Is Vlad with us yet, or is he...
Yeah, I'm assuming okay, I would have joined up.
All right, and
he would have noticed, you know, it's like, there's one more gargoyle, even dumber looking.
Okay. All right. Where'd that one come from?
I figured I'd bring some backup.
Is he like... Is he made of stone?
He doesn't like it when you look too much.
Hey. I don't judge. You see the wireframe just going like...
Yep.
Crank!
Ziz is sniffing at him, like, at the new one.
Yeah, it doesn't really react. It's got basic skills, but it's effectively a puppet on this. It has kind of its own, like, in fact, technically it has a willpower of 5. It's like as much willpower as I do. Actually, almost none. I have 6. But yeah.
So. But you can have willpower?
It has as many willpower dots as I roll successes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Interesting.
Technically, if it has more willpower than me, it would, that would be a contested role to see if I can still control it.
Yeah, it takes over. You are now
pretty much. Yeah. So there's a danger to having too many successes on this.
All right, makes sense.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Zipporah is going to look to Vlad with, you know, to... She obviously does not like this idea of being part of this magic ritual, especially since she's not a mad... She is not a wizard, Harry. So she looks to Vlad kind of like, is this legit or... Are we going to be in danger participating in this?
As legit as it gets, unfortunately. It's. Do we have any other leads? There's danger here. There's something endangering the people. Something dark. It's our duty to look into it. And I don't know this area. Clearly he does.
I will take part.
Alright. I just need one of you to sit in the corner. In the circle in front of me.
In the corner.
In the corner, dunce cap.
Alright, Zipporah will take the place in the center of the circle.
Okay. He begins a ritual, starts incantation of some sort. You can't really pronounce it. You notice the wireframe seems to be shading faster and faster. It's really creepy.
I don't like that thing.
Okay. Ignore him. He likes to dance. When they're doing it, some sort of undeath ritual. You do what's it?
Undeath?
Well, you won't turn undead. But there's death going on. There is death going on right now. I need to focus it through you. I'm going to pinpoint it using you. I'm just going to do the ritual, okay? Okay, let's do it. So he starts to perform the ritual. And I'm not going to pick him up because he has hours to really, like, just focus in on it. And as he's doing it, he's just thinking about it. And then I need you to give me a will part. Just give me a straight up will. Actually, what's the step?
There's willpower. Fire
bomb. Yeah, let's just do straight up willpower. Just give me one success of 6.
Yes!
Nice. You still feel a vision right in front of you. And basically you see the entire park. And you can feel like the way he feels, like the energy pulsing. But you see, like, it's like your vision is becoming a bit more refined per second. You get to pinpoint exactly like the main focal point of that energy. You get closer and closer to it. And it's hurting, but you're able to push through. And you notice immediately what looks like a small fountain on top of it is a statue. And the statue it seems to be a human, like going like his hand on his forehead, looking striking, trying to move away from something. On his wings, on his back are a pair of wings. And just like he seems to be in fear and pain. And then it snaps back. And you immediately see Antonio go like, oh, how cliche. How cliche. Come on. That was el angel caído. It's
a fallen angel.
It's very famous, but it's the only picture of Satan in all of Europe. It's very impressive. Good piece of art when you think about it.
I growl at the word Satan because we know what that is.
Yes.
That's a bad man.
Bad man.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go. That is where we are headed.
Right. So the statue.
Okay. And as you're heading off in a direction, like you said, there's a few people, but you're able to go from tree to tree and everything. But as you get closer to that statue, it feels like there's people are trying to avoid that area, like be as far away as possible around, almost unconsciously. And as you're nearby, you all of you now can sense that darkness coming from that area. And he goes like, this is the power of death, not the power of demons.
What is the difference?
It depends on the day. Really, it's complicated. I mean, one is immortal beings bent on your destruction, the other is the undead bent on your destruction. So both are really bent on your destruction when you think about it. But, like I said, all of you give me F alertness.
Three. Alertness, perception plus.
Mm-hmm. Plus alertness.
Yep.
Plus three. Oh yeah. So I go in there. Four.
You start feeling energy again. There's something here with a four. You sense it. You feel. You look around and you. It's like there's a section of the area, like that should be. There's any, it's like just concrete. There shouldn't be anything there, but you feel like there's something. And as you try to walk to it, it's like something's trying to push you around it. Like you go forward, and you're to the left of it. And you go around, back and forth.
I'm sniffing. Does my infrared pick up anything? My sight?
Oh, you do have that. You turn it on. Is it always on, or is it?
It's always on.
Yeah. It's always on. It's like now that you can.
No, it's only when your eyes are glowing. But you can. That's an on and off at
yeah.
will.
Yeah. And now that you like, what's it? If normally if you had infrared, you still wouldn't see it. But now that he can focus it on it, he's really like looking at it, and there seems to be like a section, like a small dome area, and like what seems to be stairs leading down.
I run towards it, and I sink my hind legs mm-hmm. into the ground, like, you know, point to it like a pointer dog, and you start chirping at it.
Mm-hmm. You have a chicken mouth? What happened?
It's my charping.
Alright. And now that he's pointed out, you're also able to focus in on it.
If I go up next to it first, I don't see it. I just kneel next to him. What is it, Zizan, that I see the stairs?
What is it, boy? It's Timmy's second wall.
Okay.
I grab that shish kebab and run off. Boom.
Nope. Grab the crest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Then I'm sniffing. I'm pressing my snout beak to the ground and start sniffing, and I'm going towards the stairs.
Okay. Starting towards the stairs. Do you guys follow?
Yep.
He's like, well, that's interesting. Antonio follows me behind, going down the stairs.
Yeah, I'm letting the dog go first.
Alright. You start heading, looping down the spiral staircase, going deeper and deeper. It's honestly like a few minutes of walking. And eventually you go off into an empty room with like a door up ahead. Mm. But like I said before, but like, that sense of power is still there. It's just thick.
Empty room, one door. Now's our options.
We keep going.
Yeah, Ziz.
That's Bronx.
Yeah, runs to the door and tries pushing it forward, scratching mm-hmm. at it.
As you start scratching the door, you start hearing a voice. A voice starts screeching out, "Dice el nombre."
Hello?
Dice el nombre.
I spin around growling at that, because who's speaking?
The door seems to be speaking.
I turn back towards the door and charp at it.
Mm-hmm. My name is Vlad.
Dice el nombre.
Okay, that's not what
I'm Antonio's like, hello.
Satan? Could it be Satan?
And then Helga, it's like, "Dice el nombre." It's like, I have no idea. And then,
what is it asking?
Actually, have you any of you guys like learn about the human world at all?
Well, at all? I have 1 point in human society.
Mm. Exactly. What I also have to do with human history?
Maybe up to like the 11th century.
That'll do.
Also, I would say we would have a pretty strong knowledge of the Bible. Because that was definitely something that Princess Catherine was teaching to the gargoyles.
I'm actually a minister.
He was certified on the internet.
That's a thing.
Okay. Actually, you know what? Roll it for me.
Yeah, with intelligence, I'm going to assume?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Difficulty 6.
Mm-hmm.
zero successes.
Oh, remember, we're actually playing. Playing the new rules, so eight and above ones don't take it away.
Okay, all right. So you got it.
One success.
From that, you guess it's like rules. It's always been believed that like the power of Christ saves and everything. So basically, a true monster. This is the belief. It's not necessarily true. This is the belief that no monster could say the name of God, Jesus. It's a symbol like that.
Okay. Zipporah still doesn't know what the thing is asking for.
He turns like, it's asking for the name.
The name?
Say the name.
Jesus?
Holy Christ! Jesus Christ!
Alright. You start walking through, and you notice what looks like, basically, like, process and stuff, like desks. And basically, some people, like, it seems like people did business here of some sort. Hmm. Like, paperwork, language, you can't really understand. It's like old-time Spanish.
Does it look
how
like...
How old are the desks? Like, are we talking, like...
centuries.
Okay, not like...
Is the paper, like, is there a layer of dust over everything? Okay.
Yes. It's that old. And basically, he used all until he's looking at the symbols like, well, that's interesting.
What is
you
so
see
interesting?
See some of these marks? It's like, look like old Spanish Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
No one expects that.
Do we know the Inquisition?
You would know like similar things.
Okay.
Like basically like groups either religion or political or
I just don't recall like when the actual Inquisition
The Inquisition started happening around the 14th century. Okay. Because basically the Spanish Inquisition, like there was an Inquisition from the church and then they had all these rules. And in the Spanish Inquisition basically the royalty going like, fuck that, we're gonna do an old Inquisition. Yeah. We're gonna do it old school. So basically all the horrible things you usually hear about the Inquisition, that was the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we don't know anything about it. We're like, this is the Inquisition. Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah. The Inquisition, if you don't know, the Inquisition was like, they went around framing anyone who was different from what they wanted the true faith to be, and that also included people who might consider monsters. Yes, like you, like me, like anybody who's not with them, that's the usual thing. This seems to be their building, or one of their secret locations. And apparently their whole thing didn't matter as long as they could use dark magic because, you know, they were doing on a holy mission.
I suspect they would not be very happy if they saw us here.
They no longer exist as far as I know.
So, the magic then?
That's I'm sniffing for... is there footprints anywhere nearby?
There's no footprints or anything.
So I'm, like, stepping on dust.
You're stepping on dust. You do know a few doorways.
I'm sniffing towards the doorway, one of the doorways, and just scratching at it.
You start scratching at it. There's no message. It's just a door.
I'm trying to open it up.
Okay. It opens up. And you go immediately into a room of devices you guys can't imagine. There's these. Seems like this metal thing that has spikes inside of it. There's these racks of some sort, and you know deep down these are used to hurt people.
And guys, these racks give treats. Yeah, I said as I'm pulling on one of the bones.
Ah!
I'm excited.
That's not. I don't let him eat that.
Drop. Good point.
Okay.
So. Yeah, he's actually not feeling comfortable in this room. As soon as he sees the spikes, he's actually kind of whimpering and
And basically, you go to like you go deeper and like there's more of these type of chambers everywhere, like individual cells. And some chambers are built differently than others. Some seem to be made of stronger chains for specific types of things. And as you go closer, you start noticing bones. Like obviously, people were here, but also other creatures in different shapes that you don't necessarily recognize. Pushing through. And then as you go deeper and deeper, you saw it's nearly one chamber that seems to have bits and pieces of stone. Familiar stone.
Mm-hmm. There's a solemn silence as Ziz knows what's going on. He goes under her hand, looking for a pet.
Zipporah is happy to provide his sad face.
I can honestly say not our best time.
Gladys like kneeling down, like picking up all the business stone, like his eyes just glowing, like you know, gargoyle.
Yeah.
Alright. Now, normally you would have to roll moral outrage.
Yeah.
Okay. But since it's an old crime and there's no, like,
nothing. Yeah, it's just one of those, like, he's still, like, eyes are glowing.
So just basically roll your willpower, difficulty 4.
Yeah.
Aren't we doing the new rules, though? Roll your, it's, we have, you said we're doing the new World of Darkness rules.
I don't know, we keep switching back and forth.
Like I said, it's going back and forth, but I'm just going to go with the moral outrage rules they're doing right now. So just give me a difficulty straight up. Like, for example, if you're doing, like, something terrible.
I'm good.
Yeah, honestly, I just want you guys not to freak out.
5 successes.
Nope.
What do you do?
Roar! I freak out all the things. Were there like...
I killed this first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crush under. Was it just rock in this cell, or was
it's
it
obviously
chains?
Someone destroyed a gargoyle in the daylight.
Yeah. But can there be chains in there? Because I'm going to rip chains out of the walls.
Yes, there's chains.
I'm ripping them, like, out of the walls. And probably going... I can't imagine the structural integrity of this building is so great. It's just like...
I recognize. I'm not going to try and stop, right? Just, like, pull, you know, like get in between
get
the Sin Eater and, you know, and everything. Like, back them out of the room. Just let her have this.
Rage.
Let her have this.
Right. I will sit dutifully, like, in front of the door, like... Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're not closing her into the door. I'll be the one, like, you know, standing in the archway just watching her, sitting on my haunches, just being scared that you, why are you yelling?
So that happens for a few minutes. You start raging, and eventually, I'm assuming you
start with rage, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I have no idea what the outrage rules are, other than
basically, as far as
I can negate wound penalties.
Yeah, basically, you keep going until the source of that rage is gone.
So yeah, until the room is like destroyed. Basically.
So you just essentially destroy the room.
Yes.
And rip it apart. He's like, is she okay?
She will be.
All right.
Ziz is going up to her and trying to get under her hand again, trying to get the pets.
Vlad just turns to him. What happened here is abomination.
I do not argue. But like I said, this is the Spanish Inquisition. They no longer exist. But they did crimes against everyone to maintain power.
Is that supposed to soothe us? Her eyes are so glowing red.
Hey, I am sorry for the loss.
But whatever power they found and whatever power is still in here, it ends now.
That is fine. Let's keep going, please. You know, he's like as far away from you as possible. He's walking
smart
forward.
Man. Smart man.
I'm making sure to walk between him and her. Like, I'm on the side of her where. So, making sure that I'm a little wall.
Mm-hmm.
Demona.
Yeah, it's like, and new Demona.
Okay. Demona! You go through a couple of chambers, and you notice lately that power pulsing from ahead of you, from a doorway. It is strong. This is the power of death. This is very wild. Is this what I think it is? No.
What do you think it is?
Do not speak in riddles, human.
It's a gate.
To where?
To the world of the dead.
How do we close it?
Depends on the gate, really. I mean, there's rituals for that sort of thing, I guess. I mean, it should be honestly fairly simple. We destroy, possibly the gate might have an anchor. We destroy the anchor, I perform the ritual, done. Should be simple.
Then do it.
Fine, then.
Nothing can go wrong.
Okay. Open the door.
Yeah. Open the door. Destroying something. I like it.
Yep. Open the door.
Zipporah is still pissed off enough. She does not open the door. She at least makes an attempt to rip it off its hinges.
Okay. Give me a strength roll.
I really hope he passes.
I
think you loosened it. Shut up!
Let me just see how I can activate Might of Stone. Yes, alright. To activate, character must roll a test of her Might of Stone trait with a difficulty of 6.
For this, we're just going to do straight up 8.
Okay.
Because you have, obviously, a lot of ties to this.
First I need to do the Might of Stone to see if I get it, which is just a difficulty 6 straight up.
Okay. And that activates, and success gives you an extra point.
I don't get it. So I just have, 5.
Alright.
Just have 5 dice.
Poor thing.
Yep.
Would Brawl help with this?
Yes.
Or athletics.
It doesn't matter. Either one.
Yeah, same rating for both, so. Did you say 8 was going to be my difficulty?
Yeah.
Nope. Seriously. Yeah, seriously. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
it's a magic door. Yes, that's what it does. No, it's a really... It is obviously...
It's rusted.
It is a rusted and obviously extremely hairy door. This is a door that is supposed to survive monsters, obviously.
Haha, I'm a monster. Yes. All right, I'm just going to start tearing at it.
So you see that happen.
Yeah, I like watch this and like, any door that can stand up to her is not a normal door, so... I give the Gary. I've named it Gary. Okay. I tell Gary to go out. So,
what does Gary look like?
Gary looks like he's horrible. He's like, you know, he used to be a gargoyle at the church before. So he basically looks like a leering, like he's got bug eyes.
Yeah,
his face is pretty much frozen.
He didn't listen to his mother.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, kind of like tongue out. Yeah. Or, you know, and but back in his previous job, you know, he actually had he was a water spout, like water nice. Would come out. But yeah, so he's also got like all the strength and all the brawl. So
some poor rat is still inside Gary. Like, I don't know why this is moving. Just holding on.
Six,
holding on for dear life.
2, 3, 4, 5. All right. But she doesn't get all the power, she just has 11 dice. And it's a difficulty 8, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, so statue goes into hell. And these two...
Yeah, I found Gary.
These two cancel each other out.
That's it.
One, yep. Two...
That's Gary.
That is Gary.
There we go. Yep. That's Gary.
And remember, since we're using New World, it's 10 again. You have 10 again.
So yeah, so if he gets 10 again... So, 3 successes.
Yes. He tears it off his head. He's like, well, now, because his name, Stasher doesn't speak, she goes...
Yeah.
Yes. The right. Door, or the hole, you see through the hole, a larger room. And straight ahead, it seems to be some sort of pulsing thing. Looks almost like a door, but it's hard to see the edges of it. And as you look toward your right, you also notice what seems like a shadow of some sort. And the shadow seems to slowly turn his head towards you.
I let out a growl.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, I glance over to Antonio.
Oh, infrared. And
yours.
Hmm?
Infrared.
No, infrared?
Doesn't glowing help. Eyes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you see the room is a little bit brighter, but it's still just... like shadow. Obviously, rooms, bits of torture everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a place to have a party.
Yeah.
Which makes it ironic, because it is a party. Surprise! Princess Catherine comes out. Sorry. Okay.
All right. That's fine.
This turns to My Little Pony game again. All of a sudden,
we got you a pony. Just leap on it and eat it.
Pony for lunch. Right. So yeah, turns to Antonio like for a second. Like, friend of yours?
That's but we'll see. He steps forward. Spirit, come forth. I guess.
Spirit.
Sup? You see his spirit rise up. And as he's preparing, you see the spirit seems to just crawl, like, stare at you, but seems to go back and forth. You see Antonio just looking at it. He starts performing something with his hand and something from a pouch. It's like he's putting energy into the ghost, defining it. Mm-hmm. And that spirit blackness seems to change in front of you. Where before it was just blackness, it was his skin starts changing and his body starts to form clothing. And that clothing has a distinctively red. And he smells it, and he smells its red robes and a red cap. Yeah, looks like our friend used to be in the Inquisition.
Eyes red again. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
We may not have known much about the Inquisition before, but we know all we need to know now.
Yeah. He looks at you and says, so I'm in hell. My sins come to grab me, yes? Whatever I did for God and country.
He's invoking God, I'm attacking.
You go through him.
Yeah, I great. Oh, I am the Bronx. I leap out and slam into the, like a torture device, get dazed, and flop on my butt.
Okay. And that's what he said. What is going on? There's a spirit.
That's what we were hoping to find out. What have you done here? What is that?
I did what is necessary, and that is an abomination created by one of you.
We came in here and found this. You did this thing. Close it, now!
I cannot.
But what good is it? I turned it to a What good is it if it can't even close the door?
Well, I'll take care of it in a second. You just need to destroy whatever anchor is holding this gate closed, and then we just shut it. Yes?
Perhaps you should destroy him.
I can take care of it. Don't worry. Yeah. Calm down. Now we need to find the anchor. Where's the anchor? And you see, you can almost see the spirit just kind of smile. It's right there. You look. The anchor itself. The glow seems to be going from this anchor, from whatever it is, into the door. You get a little closer look. It has a distinctive egg shape. Whatever. Okay, you know, and there's Antonio. Oh, see, it's some ostrich. I don't know how they get ostrich here. Let me get a bat.
Sliding in front of it, just like,
whoa, hey, calm down. Calm down. What is going on here?
That's ours.
Yours? Are you hungry?
You're cursed. It's like that's offensive.
Okay. Wait, no, you mean, oh, eggs? Oh, yes, what I know about biology. So, eggs. So it's one of your eggs. That's, do they usually last for centuries?
Usually they last about a decade. This is
magic. It screws everything up. That's going to be an issue.
Ziz turns and starts sniffing at the egg, trying to get a sense of what's going on. Is it still alive?
There's no scent, but there's no, like, of anything. Not of stone, not of life, not of death, anything. It's like it's frozen. Alright, so we don't destroy the anchor. That's great. That's fantastic. So...
You said there were other ways.
Well, much more dangerous ways. Much, much more dangerous ways.
Find them.
Well, one way to destroy the anchor, because obviously, the anchor's not necessarily... on the door, the anchor is on the ghost itself that's probably through the door. It's complicated, but basically go in, if you find that particular ghost, if he's still a ghost, you go in there, you break his chains or whatever, holding him to the rest of the world, and he should break from the anchor. Simple as that. Then I can close the door, everyone's happy. Except for the ghost, because it's a ghost. Who cares about ghosts?
And that is what we shall do. We shall find this ghost.
All right.
Vlad would go up to the egg and, like, you know, because he's like a ritual master, mm-hmm. So he would, like, sort of try and touch it, see if, you know, if he gets anything from it, you know.
Like I said, it's frozen in place. It's like it's frozen in place. It's frozen solid. Like, it's not alive.
Can it be picked up and moved, or is it, like, stuck in place?
It's stuck in place. You can't even touch it. It's like it's being held in place by... the universe.
Right, alright. This is over, we're coming back for this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You don't leave one of ours behind.
Alright. Push through.
Yep.
Basically, yeah. He's like, okay, rules?
Unless if it's a dark green color one, because we don't want those in our nooks. We know about them types.
And, of course, Billy Biden racism is
it. Sorry. That's what he does.
I just joking.
I just think that's so ridiculous. Like, bringing real-world, like, problems into the gargoyle is so sad. Like, yeah, we don't really like the green ones. It's like, oh, no, no.
You're a noble race. Be noble. You protect.
Oh, yes, we protect you from the green ones.
They steal. They can't help it.
They steal. Yeah. They steal. They steal jobs.
They took our job. They took our roost.
Before you see the massive gate, he's like, okay, some rules. The rules, try not to touch anything, try not to do anything, and the rules are arbitrary. The rules, depending on where you are, the rules are very important to where it is. And the rules could be very, very ridiculous. It could be like, do not clap your hands twice, do not tap dance, but then again, no one likes tap dance. All these different rules. Just
put away my tablet.
Wherever you are, just try to find what the rules are so you don't mess with it, otherwise you'll get a...
Where do we bearing. Find them?
It depends on the place. It depends on where we pop up in here. Alright?
Alright.
Okay.
Fun.
Alright. Well then. 3, 2, 1, we push in and... Ghost! Speaking of being a ghost. Stay. No, seriously. Stay. And then as soon as he says, like, she's chains binding the ghost. Poof, into the ground. He's like,
good.
I love doing that. And then he just steps through.
Yeah, the dog will be going with him.
Okay.
Yep.
Everybody comes along, including Gary.
Okay, including
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, Gary. Good guy, Gary.
Good guy, Gary. And as soon as you step through, you are in what looks kind of like land around. It's almost like a grayish reddish color. The sky is just a grayish mist, and basically there's nothing around you. You see, Antonio's like, oh, well, this is strange. I wonder which type of territory we're in. And then
a gray one.
Yes, and then all of you meet it, and then Antonio go, and then you see seeing the. You start seeing the thing on his back just start to shake horribly. Like, what? What's going on? Like, he's trying to. I talk to the creature. I'm not gonna say guys because he didn't mention what guys was.
Right.
But basically, he starts mentioning the creature. He's like, what's going on? And you see the wired head point, and you see a signpost. And the signpost says, "That born of man has no place here." Oh. Well, that's the rule. And they'll say a hole open up and it just disappears.
It's so hard to find good aid these days. All right.
I'm trying to dig for him, but I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just digging.
Yeah, I'm like
is
stamping
there anything
at the ground.
To dig?
Yeah, I'm like stamping like Antonio. Well, that's not good.
No, dug into a skull on accident. I got him.
Good job. Ziz.
You seem
so every time I like try to dig, I'm guessing it's like it fills up. The
it
moment
fills
I,
up. Yep, yeah. Essentially.
I am baffled. This is either my hell or my heaven. It's like I can always dig and nothing happens.
I can dig forever. I can dig forever.
Exactly.
It is your giant rock up the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, he seemed like he knew what he was doing most of the time. I. Carry on.
I'm going to the post.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to say go towards the post because that's the only thing here, right? I mean, everything else is just like gray mist.
Yep, everything else is gray mist.
Let's go to the post.
Deal with it, the gargoyle away. You destroy it.
Okay. So basically, you go to the old samples. Obviously, says anything more than man has no place here. But it seems like everything else seems like almost non-existent and existent at the exact same time. And you start hearing whispers every once in a while. And you see, that's the post. Around you is lightness. Sorry. All right. What are you looking for specifically?
Anything else? Yeah, it's like, what is not the misty stuff?
I'm going to sniff around to see if there's any smells to follow.
Mm-hmm. You smell smells, all right. You smell blood. Lots of blood.
Is it all around me?
Mm-hmm. There's, like, there's concentrations, but there's a higher concentration in a certain direction.
I'm going to start sniffing the ground and walking towards that smell and concentration.
Alright.
Nose.
Alright, so you start following. And as you slowly start going in that direction, the gray seems to slowly change. It's still somewhat grayish, but like there's more structures suddenly here. Like first thing, like hills and mountains. Mm-hmm. And basically, but the mountains themselves seem to look man-made. But they look more like, and you realize they become more look like the torture devices you saw inside the cavern. So giant spikes, giant horrible things everywhere that you can possibly imagine. That's what these devices start to look like as you keep pushing forward.
Man, we were really ruining your thing if we were like, oh, it's an egg. Smash it. Destroy the anchor.
Well, I had a feeling like, you know, gargoyles probably wouldn't smash an egg. No. So I'm taking a risk. Take a risk there. All right, but basically, and as you know, immediately as you start, hearing screaming.
I stop and start looking around, trying to pinpoint where it's from.
Mm-hmm. It's straight ahead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, that's Brent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm taking off like a bat out of Heine.
All right.
With my 1.5 in speed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he makes it.
Then you immediately, as you start rushing forward, as you scream get louder, you notice what looks like people. Humans. All male, all in similar cloaks and chains.
Huh. And you deserve it.
And in front of them is a man staring back and forth. He's like, pieces, so many pieces. And he starts slicing into humans, taking pieces out, putting pieces in different places. It's just over and over and over again.
And the scene fades away, and bonkers. Okay, kid Disney! Back to gargoyles after these messages. Hey, Mom! Oh, what's going on, gargoyles? Let's go! Everything not like intestines.
Yeah.
This got dark.
Yeah. Well, roll of darkness. What do you want from me?
A kid-friendly game.
Nope.
So he's ripping apart humanity.
Yeah.
Okay. So I stop and I look to Vlad. It's like, is this our ghost?
Looks like it. It's the only one doing anything useful.
The only one you've seen so far.
All right, then we...
Step forward.
Step around. Obviously, it's a tallish man, like a dark hair-length hair, but looks like scars all over his body.
Hair-length hair?
Shoulder-length hair, sorry. Okay,
there we go.
Okay, scars all over his body, Caucasian man. Human, not human. Gonna join me?
Yes. No.
No? Why not?
We need you.
We need me? Why do you need me?
You have created something.
Great? No. The gate? The gate outside? No. No. I didn't create the gate, but I enjoy the gate. Let me do what I need to do. Let me do what I need to do. He starts staring back at the road, man.
What created the gate, then?
He was strong. He created the gate.
Who created the gate? Who was strong?
I forgot his name, but I forgot it, so give me 5 seconds.
No.
He pulls out his PDA. I'll look that
up for you. Quigley. Quigley, he created the gate. Quigley created the gate. And I used the gate. Why do you want Quigley?
We have business with him.
Business? You want to take away Quigley? You want to take away Quigley? Don't you want to take away Quigley? I can't have you do that. Give me an empathy roll.
But do I have empathy?
I don't think I have empathy. Wait, is empathy on here?
Yep. It's right there.
Don't make me be the only one with empathy, guys.
Yes, you're the only one with empathy. Now I'm an animal empathy. Yeah. But dogs know when you're sad.
This will work for you.
Yeah.
Dogs understand, and they evolved alongside.
What is it, perception or wits or...
Perception.
Or charisma or what?
Charisma or perception, I'll let you use.
Oh, am I trying to identify something?
Yes.
Maybe perception.
I see an 8. I see a 9.
You start... Well, I'm going to say this happens right after, but basically, you start going, I can't let you take away. And you start seeing, he seems getting bigger and stronger. Fur starts going all over his body. His mouth elongates. And before he seems to be a giant wolf man. You notice, the scars are still in his skin, though. And basically, you start feeling some rage coming from, but also pain. So much pain. And that pain fuels the rage of this giant wolf man. He just stares off at all of you. Rip you apart. Yes, they continue.
So, what's causing the scars? I don't know.
What? It's obviously the scars were done on him a long time ago. But it's physical pain, it's emotional pain, it's psychological pain.
Okay, well, this is I'm actually going to move towards him.
Uh-huh.
And, as he's, bulking up, my character is going to get under his hand, much like he does with Angela's character. Pressing against him, trying to be affectionate.
Aww.
And he rips my head off.
Roll up a new character.
Roll up a new character. Alright. So roll me that. Persuasion? Do you have persuasion?
No, we don't have persuasion. No one has persuasion.
No, it's what's the closest one?
If he's a wolf, he's animal kin.
Animal kin would work, yeah.
Yeah. Animal kind of charisma or manipulation plus animal kind.
That would work.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
3 9s.
He looks like he's gonna just get ready to do it, and also you see Ziz go under his hand and start just purring or whatever.
Chirping.
Chirping. And basically he's like, friend. And he sits down. This giant bestial wolf sits down, and you start seeing tears going down.
And I'm much like the dogs.
Good, set his guard down. Rip his throat open.
I'm putting both my hands on top of his shoulders, and I'm just licking his face, and much like a dog does, and something I missed. Oh, a dog. I want him. Dog.
Basically, as this is happening, you start seeing the men in robes behind him. So he's like, help us, please, help us, and he's screaming off in the distance.
Yeah, I see this, and I look at one of the men, screaming, did the people,
the ones that you hurt? Did anybody help them?
Just, we're keeping our country safe. We're keeping it. They start parroting each other. Then you realize they're dead. They're obviously dead.
Yeah.
But basically, like, they've been here so, it feels like they've been here so long they're not even really people anymore.
They're just echoes.
They're just echoes.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tuning them up, going up to Tub Wolfman.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Why am I tired? I'm tired.
Take us to
Quigley.
Take us to Quigley and you can rest.
Yes. He slowly starts to get up. Quigley is. He is that way. He is that way.
Where shall go?
He starts almost limping forward in that general direction. There's like so many dead. But we were free. We were free. Walking forward slowly.
I
want to
talk a little louder.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. When I roleplay and act at the same time. No, all right.
It's great. I can barely hear
that's
you.
That is true. All right. I just... So much silence. We were finally free. He released. He did his magic and he released us. Quigley did his magic and he released us. Finally released us.
What?
I'm released, aren't I? Am I released?
Yes. You're free, and soon enough this will be over.
Free. I'll be free. If you want to ask him any questions.
I don't think I get an answer I can understand, so just going to keep walking.
Okay.
Ziz, do you have any questions?
Woof, woof. Yeah,
Chark,
Ziz.
Chark.
Dr. Dog here.
One dog to another. Yeah. Humans, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You could always ask about what happened to our friend. The human?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
What happens to one born of man who comes here?
He is taken, that is the rule.
Where is he taken?
Most likely Quigley has him
now. Oh, well, we're
and
going
Quigley
there anyway.
Will do to all of men that they did to us. And as you're walking by, you see the mounds of torture devices are just changing into more torture devices.
Yay.
Like the site. It's pretty hard. It's pretty bad. Basically, and as you start pushing forward, you start noticing there are other creatures there as well. What looks like a serpent man in a corner somewhere, what looks like Minotaur? And all of them just shaking, figuring things out.
What really happened to the Olympic friends?
Okay. And that, you start pushing forward slowly, slower, and slower, and slower. And eventually you reach before you what looks like a castle made of torture devices.
Lovely.
Yes. A bridge made of what looks like spikes. He is there. You said I could rest now.
Yes.
You said I could rest now.
You can rest.
I can rest now. That's good. He starts to lay down. I can rest now. He seems to just slowly disappear into nothingness.
That's how you do it, folks. Walking along, right. Strip my stuff, urinating.
I'm going to go up to the spikes and very gingerly, I'm going to like put a toe out to touch it, see if it's actually spikes or if
it's actually spikes.
Okay, then walk up. is there? Oh, well, if it's a bridge, what's down? Or can we see anything down below?
No, it just seems to be darkness.
Is there, like, any maybe wind gusts that people can't... That
there
people...
are wind gusts, yes.
Yay! We're
blowing straight down.
Yes, it's a downdraft, actually, because there's actually, like, a giant suction down there.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, would we know if we can glide?
You instinctively know that you can... There's enough wind for you to glide across.
All right.
Grab the dog. Can Gary get across?
Gary's still got gargoyle. He's got... I specifically gave him gliding, so, yeah.
Good job.
Okay. Oh, seriously. All right. Cool. Yeah.
He took. I gave him my gliding skill.
I want Gary just to hang out with us, like play poker. I like
it. He will last tonight and tomorrow. That's the one. That's the one tricky part about this, especially if it ends up having more willpower than you. It lasts during the day as well. So if it has a
mind of its own... Be nice to Gary.
Exactly. If it has a mind of its own, once you go to sleep, it's still around during the day. So you'd best make sure you treat it right and you won the contested willpower roll.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to pick up Ziz, excuse me, and glide.
And as you're slowly guiding through, I need all of you to give me a learner's test, please.
Are we doing the 10 again, new World of Darkness rules?
Okay, so I've got 2.
I've got 1.
Mm-hmm. 4.
Gary, I see you. All the things.
What did Gary get?
That's actually what I'm checking. He has 4 perception and 2 more, so he gets 1. Just 1. So I get 2, he gets 1.
I got all 1.
Up to 5, up to 10. You immediately know what seems like a tentacle of chains wrapped around Ziz.
Ah!
And trying to rip it from your grip. You need to give me a strength test.
What?
Yep.
So just pure strength?
Strength plus brawl.
Plus brawl. One success.
One success. Basically, you're in a stalemate. Just try to push. Luckily, there's enough wind. I'm able to like push.
Well, I have combat gliding.
Oh, as that as well.
So, can I like roll those three?
Actually, not. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, how does that?
I don't think you use either one or the other. So if you're
let me roll one more die. So what happens then? Nope.
So basically, you obviously see this happening.
Yeah.
All right.
And also immediately more chains of you rising up from the darkness.
Crap.
Do you have combat gliding?
I do not have one. No, I have 1 dot in combat gliding, so. I have 3 dots in normal gliding.
Keep going. Zipporah's just going to yell, keep going. All right. Must save the egg.
All right. Yeah. And, Gary and I keep going to the other side.
Okay.
Trusting that Zipporah knows what she's doing.
I'm going to double check how combat gliding works really fast.
Okay. Can I try to pull my foot free with... I'm going to do Might of Stone. How do you do Might of Stone? You roll 2.
Of Stone is roll a test of your Might of Stone trait.
So whatever, you'll have many
difficulty
dice.
6. So for each success, add 1 to
strength,
the
and then do your normal strength roll.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 1, 1.
Yeah. I'm going to see that you're able to just snap it off.
Yeah.
All right. But you see, now you see more of those tentacles coming after you, so you're going to have to try to calm that guy out of the way.
Glide, Angela. Mm-hmm. Glide!
Okay. So... All right, so what combat gliding does is it kind of limits the number of dice you can roll for a combat skill.
Mm-hmm.
Not really for me, because it's like combat gliding plus your attribute, so it's like 5 or 8 for whatever.
Okay,
so I'm going to the chain still on you?
Nope, I broke it.
Yeah, so you can either combat, so be brawl, or you can just try to use dex.
It's the chain tentacle. I'm just going to keep flying.
So give me a dex plus combat.
Whoa. 3 tens. 5 successes.
Seems like a tide of chains try to grab it, but your evil is easily swoop left, right, up, down, woo! Everywhere. It is
loop the loop.
What's your character name again? Sorry,
Vlad.
Vlad, you are impressed by her flying skills.
I got the skills.
Yep. And you sort of got Gary's mouth just went a little bit bigger.
Especially when I've got Ziz with me.
Yep.
you charp menacingly at the tentacles.
Yes, I give a menacing charp at them.
Roll intimidation.
Nice. All right, so and you're able to pass through the gates through the moat of death, no issues. All right,
take that moat of death.
Mm-hmm.
You win.
Victory. How many XP do we have?
Okay, all the XP. You get all the XP for starting. And before you is a door that seems to be made of metal.
Ooh.
just pure metal, dark metal. But see, and if you look closer, there seems to be a moisture on it. You look a little closer, it's like drops of blood.
Ew.
Yeah.
You
all right? I'm just sorry, I keep on imagining we're doing commercial breaks for Disney. This is just a great, just like, what is this? I think it's blood.
Am I getting
too next on Two Dope Disney! I'm having a really great time. I'm just, let's be honest, this wouldn't be on Disney.
Disney would never do this.
Yeah, this is like comic book.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. Yeah. I prefer this as a comic book than like a Disney.
No, I realize what's happening here. We're finally having our Geist game. We're just calling it Gargoyles, so David will never know.
he doesn't listen to the podcast. Exactly. Him in it, so
David must never know that we finally played a Geist game without him.
Do you go into hell for Geist?
Underworld.
No, Underworld is not necessarily hell, but it's complicated as hell.
Yeah.
Because, All right.
Bazinga.
All right.
So, bloody metal door.
Yep.
I got nothing.
I know what to do. I dig. I try digging under it.
Roll me a strength plus ball.
This works. It's the best thing ever. It's the best roll ever.
You have all the dice. Wow.
His digging dice pulls out of this.
One, two, three. I have three successes so far.
Mm-hmm. They're all ten.
Four, five.
Wow. That is, okay, exceptional. He starts to dig, and you realize this is concrete. This should not work. But it is.
Do not underestimate Ziz's digging.
No,
ability.
It's a bit different. It's like as he digs deeper and deeper, it's like the door itself is just allowing it to happen. And you, as a realize, it's like this place is not built on, like, distance. Mm-hmm. It's not built on a lot of aspects of reality. It's built on perception of what you can or can't do. Like the dream time.
Now, there's one thing Ziz can do.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Ziz. Yeah. Ziz is, if you dig, you make a hole. That's how reality functions.
Exactly like that, yes.
He also knows that if you dig far enough, you get a pizza?
Not that far.
Okay.
He can't dig to Italy.
He sighs.
A giant demon comes with Domino's.
If you think I dreamed of it, it tastes like a cardboard box. Delicious.
As hell. All
right, so you're through the door. I'm assuming you followed through the hole he's made.
Yep.
Somehow.
No, I have my dignity. I'm going through the door. No, yeah, I'm going through the hole.
You go into a very large chamber. Doors left to the right, stairs going up, what looks like a rug, and basically everything looks like the chamber, the torture chamber you passed through before you went to the gate. Except everything's clean and nice looking.
Mm.
Prim white walls, red hangings, symbols of the Inquisition everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just like...
You announce your presence.
Right.
What's the guy's name again?
Quigley. It's not a game I made up in 5 seconds. Quigley. I think it's a name of some sort of ancient something. I forgot what I got.
Ancient something.
Quigley. Yeah. All right.
Ancient burrito.
All right.
Chipotle. Show yourself.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. No. So I do actually. Quigley, show yourself.
We're going for the Goliath approach. Get out of here!
No, you already started sharpening at it. So
the stealth
approach is gone. Call him out.
Okay. And as soon as you do that, you didn't know it before, but apparently this appears seems to be a mirror. And before you is... In the mirror, there's an image of, obviously, what you think used to be a gargoyle. A massive man that seems to be made of wool. Like, he has skin like wool. Not feathers, not fur, wool. And his hands, like a ram's head, and a ram, huge ram horns, and massive wings. But you notice something odd. Inside that wool, like, burned into his skin, it almost feels like all over his body, there's these words, monstro, demonio, maligno, everywhere, covering every place. Dreams, tricks. No, I won't have to.
No, no tricks here. We are as real as anything.
Real? You are gargoyles.
Yes.
You are gargoyles. Have you been through the same? I don't see the marks on your body.
No. That time, whatever you went through, it's over.
It's never over! It is never over! You don't understand. You need to see.
I'm actually going behind Angela, because I'm actually kind of scared about this.
Okay, and it says, you need to see, and he just disappears.
That could have gone better.
Rub my hand under your hand. You did good.
Good job.
I think you did good, buddy.
Yeah.
I believe
way to
in
go,
you.
Buddy. Way to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. Wait a minute.
Be on your toes.
So you said there's multiple doors?
There's two doors to the left, doors to the right, and stairs going up.
I'm going to the door on the left, and I'm sniffing at it, and I'm just starting to claw at it.
Okay, the door opens. You going to push through? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to push through.
Okay. You go through the first door, and you see chains. You see shadows snap against the wall, screaming, putting left and right, trying to escape but can't escape, trying to escape but can't escape. You can't tell if they're real ghosts or just echoes or whatever. And basically, but immediately, actually, and also immediately notice it gets immediately dark. You can't sense anything. And there's a pizza on the table, an offering to the GM god.
And where's the Diet Coke?
What Diet Coke?
Oh, I was hoping to have more Diet Coke.
Pretty sure you've drank both yours.
I've never felt so sad in my life, people.
If it makes you feel any better, could you grab my Pepsi?
One of the
which
eight
one?
Pepsis that's in
which
there?
One, Jesus?
I think I have two extra in there now, so this should be in the bottom.
And there was one left on the bench.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, jeez.
And then there's a Red Bull on the bench, there's another energy drink, and a Coke Zero in the fridge. Woo. A little energy shot in the fridge.
Well, that's mine.
Yeah, I figured anything that has energy on it is Daniel's, because that's what you run on.
It's the only way I remain standing.
So you hear there's darkness, but you still hear the suffering. Give me intelligence plus... what's good here?
Combat lighting.
You can give me human society. You can give me... human society might work. Just give, or you could also technically, I'll let you double your intelligence as well.
Oh, dang. Double our intelligence?
For this one.
Even me? I'm a dog.
You're a dog. It's dark. Even with information.
I don't like this, guys. I better dig.
I got one.
For pizza?
One, two.
Vlad? This is an oppressive darkness. Nothing in or out. This is almost like a torture.
Yeah. Just like torture. Fuck it. I'm a gargoyle. I don't take the subtle approach. I'm going to run forward, basically looking for a wall, and I'm going to beat on it. I want to turn around. I want to try to go back to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like the direction we came from. I'm going to assume I don't find it.
You touch the wall, it's just a wall
there. Claw at it. Take Goliath's approach.
Okay.
It's good enough for Goliath, it's good enough for Zipporah.
Okay. I'll give me a strength plus brawl or willpower.
Plus willpower, I'll take that. Yep. One extra die.
Seems like you need something to dig.
That's
1, 2,
3, 3.
Okay, you see,
Zipporah.
You see Zipporah just, well, you can't see Zipporah, but you almost feel Zipporah. Just seems to be slamming against the wall, just slamming her, like her will is fighting against the door itself. It eventually just starts to be crashing through, and then, poof, the door opens. She slams through the final time, and poof, there's a door. The door's open. I don't know why you were slamming against it. And you see the light go back, you turn around, the light from the main hallway goes into the room. It's just a 10 by 10 foot room.
Filled with Pete's.
There is no Pete's.
Oh! He walks out.
This is done with this bullshit.
Just will be out there. Just remember there's an egg waiting for him.
Alright. That was one form of torture.
I have what?
That was one form of torture.
Yes, that was. Or just like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ziz walks through the other door.
Ziz.
Yeah.
Ziz.
Well, he stops and looks at you.
Let's go upstairs. I have no desire to relive anything like that.
It goes upstairs.
Okay. Alright. You start quickly going up the stairs. Running up the stairs over and over again for at least a few minutes. You'll see some double doors in front of you.
Alright, we go... Damn doors, alright. Let's go up and open them.
You open the door. You're in the main chamber again.
Ah!
But there's some stairs I run for.
Catch boy.
You remember he said he wants you to see.
Yeah, this thing wants us to play its game.
Come back. Oh, there's stairs.
Just grab him. He'll keep doing that until he wears himself out if you don't stop him.
Mm-hmm.
The next time he comes back to grab him.
Listen, I have a sombrero on at the time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Woof.
Chart.
Right. Chart.
Cheat. Cheat.
Mine. Yeah. All right, you push through the next door. And as soon as you step through, the wall behind you is still gone. And before you is images of all of you. Huh. Of each and every one of you in chains.
Ew.
With red robes all around you. But it seems to be, everything seems to be happening in like super fast. Like you're seeing days of things happening, which is important because you see things. I'm not going to describe it, terrible things happening to each of your characters, and then as it happens, then you're allowed to turn to stone. And then we're back refreshed. They allow a little bit of sunlight in, so you're recharged. Then do it again and again and again every day, and eventually you notice immediately. You look farther off. You notice immediately someone that looks like Quigley. Like they do it again, but one of them. A malicious man just looks like he's enjoying this every day. The same markings. What did I just think right there? Yeah. Monstro, demonio, maligno, in the same place over and over and over again until it gets to a point where it just stays there even after it turns to stone, which should be impossible. But it's like, it feels like Quigley just it starts believing those words and starting to change him as well. He's screaming. And that's what you're seeing. What do you do?
I'm hiding under the desk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrified.
I'm going to attack the one that's doing it to Quigley.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give me a strength plus willpower.
One, two.
Two successes. All right. Basically, you try to hit him. He just smiles at you. And for a brief second, you're in the chains. And another Inquisitor is about to touch you, and then you're back in the front again.
Gonna attack again.
Alright.
One, two, three. Four.
Five.
Damn!
Back in the chains again, but you're not letting go. And you start seeing a knife heading towards you.
Yeah.
I sent Gary over. He never went through this.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he's just like, enough of this! And, I send Gary over.
Okay, give me a strength for Gary, but your willpower.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
So.
More dice if you need them.
All the dice.
Nice.
Wait, who are you attacking? The one attacking Quigley or the one attacking her?
No, the one attacking her, yeah. Okay. I'm not going for Quigley. Quigley. So they can hear. As far as I know.
Yeah. Quigley. Because it's a stealth action.
Yeah. One, two, three.
I know.
Yeah, I think you won, because I only got three.
So, at four.
Actually, wait. Well, I've still got one reroll. Nope. Four. Just three.
You see the chain. You see him just look oddly at it. And you start feeling... You feel immediately a pain in your left arm as Gary's left arm disappears. Ah! This just shatters. He loses one strength.
Ow.
Right. Time to get the dog in on this. he's diving onto the guy's back, biting. Oh, that's how we're fighting?
Yep. And I'm going to say I'm going to lose another one because all you were working together now. As a family. Two successes.
One. Two, three, 4.
Wow.
4.
You start hearing screaming from the human. He's screaming out in pain as his wolf is on his back.
Ah! Right. And yeah, now I know. So I'm Gary in again, and I go in again, and I go in myself. So the two of us go.
Alright, so another die down.
1, 2, 3, 2, 5 for Gary, and 3, 2, 3. That's like a Gary's roll.
Mm-hmm.
First.
God damn it, Gary.
And, okay. 1, 2, 3, 2 rolls. 4. So Gary gets 4.
Yeah.
And then I get much fewer dice. And, okay.
It's
still respectable. Yeah, it's still respectable because of the willpower.
Yeah, remember the -1 to strength.
All right, yeah. No, I already took away his his one from his strength.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, because he lost the arm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, 1. Because I'm not really as strong as Gary.
Okay, so how much you get off?
So between the two of us, I was 5.
Okay,
he got 4, I got 1.
Yeah, basically, yeah. You're able to stop and pull him on, and then eventually he just seems to dissipate. The echo dissipates. Look around. All the shadow yous just disappear. Everyone disappears.
And, beast from the chains.
Yep.
Hmm? And Sephora's gone.
Hmm? Yeah, Sephora is gone.
No.
All right.
Have fun controlling Ziz without me.
All
right. And that's that.
I go up.
But I need all of you to give me a moral outrage roll.
Gladly.
Which was just willpower?
Straight up willpower, yes.
Me as well?
Hmm?
Moral outrage. I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're a dog, so I guess that's one of them.
But you're still a gargoyle.
Yeah, you're still a gargoyle.
Fail!
You fail?
I got 2.
You got 2? You feel a rage going on about what's happened, but you have nothing to focus on. I'm going to say you're going to be a -2 to all mental statistics until you can figure that out.
Cool. Just for the attributes?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Just for mental attributes. You basically have a seething rage. You want revenge.
Do you have the vengeance flaw?
So, Demona, you're a Q character.
Yay! Best character ever, you mean. I love Demona.
Yeah, I love her. I love how she never blames herself for anything she does.
I know! She is totally faultless. It's like, but you're the reason that everything went to shit.
But it was humans who... Human! I love... Anyway...
I mean, her rage started out legit, and then it just got worse.
Yeah.
Like, humans, she first blamed humans for killing her clan, which they did.
She also has lived 1,000 years. I can understand going a bit cuckoo.
Yeah. That would do it.
Unlike everyone else, she did not get the stone sleep.
Yeah. But then again, Macbeth lived 1,000 years, and he's not straight up his...
Yeah, but he also has humanity to be with him. I mean, Demona has... Pretty much no one.
That is true.
Yeah, she had to be in the shadows for 1,000 years.
Okay, that
so Macbeth, he might be bored.
Watching her people face a genocide.
That is true.
Yeah,
so deck stacked against her.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cool. But she had boobs, and those are fun to play with.
Yes, I would love to see you try to do that with Demona.
Well, he's a dog. He's alive.
I would love to.
Oh, that's so cute what he's doing. Yes, cute.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay. So, you decide you're now in a 10x10 room.
Billy?
Okay.
Back.
Okay.
Huh. Stop. The dogs is kind of... Yeah.
Sniffing.
Yeah. Okay. You're now in a 10x10 room.
Okay.
I attack.
Okay.
I attack.
There's an orc in the center with a treasure chest. Alright.
Don't attack the treasure chest. That's a true monster here. Okay. In this dungeon crawl.
Alright.
Greed is the monster we must fight. Is there a door out of the 10x10
yes.
room? Okay, let's leave.
Alright, you're now in the main chamber again.
I walk towards the stairs.
You walk towards the stairs, and you go up. It's like 5 or 6, it's only like a few steps, I don't know why you're scared.
I go up the stairs, into the door, and scratch.
Yep, you scratch against the door. It doesn't open for you.
I'm going to go up there and try to open it.
You're the one that experienced what he...
That's true. All right, so yeah, I'm going to go up there and...
It easily opens for you.
Aha! Because I'm evil.
Yeah.
Come on. Yes, evil rage. All right, rawr.
Mm-hmm.
Door opens.
Okay. The door opens wide. In front of you is a massive chamber. But sitting what looks like a throne of some sort. A throne made of... Well, torture devices. Around you are torture devices. And you see Quegle, the man I described, is sitting there, is staring at you. You understand? You understand? You understand?
I understand.
They must understand. They must pay. They must pay. But now, we have a way. We have a way. We have a way. And right next to you, there's a chain, a spiky chain rising up, and there's Antonio. With those spikes, like, not entering him, but I'm not that horrible. But there's this chain around him, a few of those
it's
spikes.
It's an uncomfortable
it's,
chain.
It is uncomfortable. It is very good.
On the bottom of the screen, suddenly Hannah Montana appears. And hey, Disney Channel! It goes back to him, blood coming out of his boots. Help me! Okay. Jesus Christ!
Okay, and you see also in the corner his creature that's always going to be banging against chains. Every time the thing tries to move, chains bring him back. He's trying to get to Antonio.
Yeah, actually, Antonio should be totally fine with the barbed chains, considering he's a barbed
No, because he has a safe word with his own chains.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, that's a good point.
So he keeps on saying, Poodle! Poodle! Right.
They have a safe and consensual relationship based on trust. Okay, so that works.
Alright.
He does not have that relationship with Quigley.
No, not at all.
I can go inside. I can go on. I can make them all pay.
There's no one left to pay.
No, outside I can smell them. I can sense them. Humans are outside. The monsters are outside. I can rip them all apart. I can burn them.
If you do that, then you become the monster they called you.
And what is the problem with that?
Quigley, we have experienced something like what you have gone through.
Something? Have you had your skin ripped off over and
over
again?
Our clan was smashed while they slept.
They felt no pain.
We felt their pain, and we have felt their pain for centuries since it has happened. But we do not target the humans that are still alive because they do not have our memories. They have not done what the ones that attacked you, the ones that attacked our families, have done. Yay, charisma.
Mm-hmm. Or we can kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
Charisma plus?
So would that be...
Empathy? Or...
No empathy.
Leadership?
Leadership would also
yay.
Work.
Yay!
Yeah, they do have a lack of social skills.
Mm-hmm. Because, yes. The social skills for a bachelor, for gargoyles, are basically boiled down to intimidation or leadership.
And yet, it's like they even say it's like you can't have very much manipulation because we're not manipulative creatures. Exactly. But subterfuge is still on there.
Because you never know.
It's demonic. But subterfuge is also like a perception skill. What? It's like you also, when you're trying to find somebody's lying.
One success.
Hmm?
One success.
That's enough. He seems to... I'm going to say this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Sure.
He's very simple. I'm going to say you need two more chances to do this. He's like, is it then that they've simply forgotten? What's to stop them from doing it again and again? Because we are monsters to them. We try our best to protect, and they destroy us. One church leader, one king, says a thing and they follow like sheep. Do not trust themselves, trust their leaders.
This city has monuments to the horrors that humans have committed. There's the memory...
Praise?
No. The memory is etched into the very stones that have built this city.
I kind of like rock. I don't know.
They built the city on the sins of humanity.
And rock and roll. They do. The humans that are here.
Sorry, I'm just getting the mental image, like giant gargoyles with wings, torture devices, hell. This is the most metal thing ever. I mean, seriously, there should be.
This is actually a guitar. This is Guitar Hero. Okay. We're just having that final face off. Okay. The humans, they know what their ancestors have done, and they do not wish to do it again.
Mm-hmm. No. I will say this though: like what you first notice is like the first time you talk, he seems relaxed, but also seems like those scars seems. Don't lessen, but they seem to move.
Weird. Mm-hmm. That's spooky.
Mm-hmm.
One,
nice.
Two, three.
Nice. More of those things start to move. It seems to move towards his back.
I'm tossing a hopeful glance towards, first to you, and then towards Daniel's character.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but I'm so tired. I don't want them hurting. I don't want them hurting. And then for some of you, all of you have a flashback of him chained up, but also another gargoyle. A gargoyle in a familiar room. And you see what looks like, obviously, a female gargoyle staring off at him. And the Inquisitor around him. And all of a sudden she freezes solid. And the Inquisitor looks at him and then gets a mace. I'll take my love away. My angel of the night. Because why not? They'll take all of yours. They always do.
But isn't there perhaps a part of your companion that still is waiting for you?
Waiting for me?
On the other side, there is an egg.
Egg? They destroyed the egg.
No. It's still there. It's what's linking you to that world.
The egg. Thanks for remembering the egg, so I'm not. Don't have to go for that. Very nice. The egg. All right, and he starts. Rah! You see the markings seem like it's turning back to his regular skin, but the markings seem to go to his back, and it seems to like something seems to spawn. It's like his wings also seem to move with it, and it's like, poof! And basically he seems to tumble himself like on the ground. He seems to pass out, and all of a sudden you see quite something that looks like Quagle, but its body seems to be made of those words,
yeah.
Maligno, demonio, all those words. It seems to be like a creature of words and pain. And the vices. He's like, this is my place. No right do you have to take what is mine. Looking down at Quigley.
He doesn't belong here.
He is my father. He belongs here with me.
He belongs with his own kind.
All he has, all he needs.
He has family on the other side. That is what he needs.
You are right, he does have family. I better make sure there's nothing left linking them.
I look towards Gary. I look back towards him.
Yeah.
Charging!
Okay, yeah, pretty much.
And as soon as you start charging, you immediately see it's like him raise a hand and a chain hand made from chains rises up.
Initiative?
Initiative, yes.
I do not remember how to do initiative.
You roll a d10.
Yeah.
And add your additional modifier, which we don't have on the sheet, yes. I don't think.
No, I don't see anything.
So I'll just use your straight dexterity for now.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's supposed to be like dexterity and wits or something
was
like
it?
That.
Yeah.
I mean,
dexterity and wits? Yeah. Oh, then roll dexterity and wits.
No. Like you roll a d10 and then you add like,
your dexterity your and your
modifier,
wits?
Which okay. I think is dexterity plus wits.
Oh, then let's do that.
Okay. And if it's not, well, it's whatever.
Okay. Seven. As long as we all use the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. 7.
I'm going to say as a.
Yeah, so 5 and mine was.
Do I get a bonus since I'm faster?
I'm going to say yes for effect.
Yeah, 11. Keep in mind, one of the abilities that we have as gargoyles by default mm-hmm. is you can spend a willpower to act twice by mm-hmm. using your swiftness.
Okay, Ziz, you got 7.
Yeah, I got 11.
7 plus my bonus.
And Zipporah also got 7.
Oh, and Gary would get 2.
Oh, yeah, we can use our power. So we can spend our legendary potential for that. Mm-hmm. Just 1 point, and 1 point gets you...
No, it's not legendary potential. It's willpower. Spending 1 point of willpower gets you 2 actions that round.
Alright.
Yeah. Oops, why did I roll? It's not really. 1 die for Gary. 5 plus 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So Gary and I both act with 11.
Very nice. Okay. I'm going to say. Both you act for 11? Okay, this is what I'm going to say. I need you to give him a cult or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. I have a Night War, which is about which is the version of a cult that gargoyles
get. Okay, I need you to roll that for me. As you see his hand raising up.
Alright.
He's raising up, he's like, he looks at Gary, he's like, the smells, I can smell them. This is my realm. Time flows to my indication. You feel time itself seem to change quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
4.
Just 1.
Okay, so you see him. It was like, and it seems like a section around Gary seems to go faster.
Oh, no.
And faster and faster. And you realize time is passing. All of a sudden, day, night. Right. And Gary disappears and crumbs into nothingness.
Well, I'm out.
Single tear.
Yeah. They turn around and walk out.
We'll kill the egg for you. Just don't kill us.
Okay. I'm going to let you choose. Zipporah or Vlad, what are you going to do? Which one of you wants to go first? You have an idea.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So okay. I'll let you like. Think
no, no, I know. I know. I know exactly what I'm doing. Okay. Since I'm getting to act, I see like I see Gary go down. I know I'm not a fighter. You all know like I don't have like the will. What I can do, however, is lend my might. What strength I do have, give it to the warrior that we do have. So this is basically spend a willpower point, which I will mark down. Roll my Gargomancy, which is difficulties, and on 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, that's 4. Yeah. Just a second. It's like can't go any higher.
Okay.
So I can give you 2 points of strength and 2 points of dexterity. If that doesn't match you,
then 1 and 1 now?
I'm at 1 and 1, which basically leaves me enervated, but I basically grant her all my strength and try and stand
back. Very nice. I'm going to say because
if I get have the minus 2. Yeah, because if I give you all my strength or all my dexterity, I would pass out completely.
Yeah, we don't want
this
that.
Way I'm at least awake. Clearly weakened, but so I just gave you a boost.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
Oh, I feel strength.
Because I'm the wizard, I'm not the fighter.
You're a wizard, Harry? Really?
I am a wizard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, support.
Is it going to take a whole action to activate like Might of Stone?
Is it like something that you have to build up, or is it just something that just
happens? It's something that allegedly is. It doesn't say either way, really.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't say it's a spell you have to cast. It's just something that happens.
Yeah.
So
it's then, like something you can draw upon.
Then I'm going to say you just can draw upon.
Okay, so I'm going to first try to get Might of Stone to give myself more, just to max out my strength, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
So strength is maxed out at 8.
Nice.
And now, rawr, attack.
Okay.
I am specifically going to try to headbutt him, because with my horns, I do aggravated damage, and I get a +2 to that damage.
Yeah,
3. Go
for
it. You've got,
you
got 28 dice.
Yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, let me just build up my pool first. Yep. All right, so that's 3, 5, 8. Plus, that's going to be Brawl.
And I'm going to say he has a...
So you said he created, like, a chain hand?
Chain hand, yes.
All right.
So, I'm going to say...
And then... Should I add my +2 for damage into this roll, or how are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing just straight
one roll. Yeah, it's the one roll.
He's just doing the one roll, so you would add those +2. Yeah. +2. All
right. Dice everywhere.
I'm going to say he has...
This is always the problem with Old World of Dice. It's like, my hands are so small, I can't roll all these dice. All
right. And I'm going to give him a certain amount of hit points. He has a lot of hit points. I'm going to put that on there.
2, 3. Dang, out of that, only 3 damage.
3 damage.
Right, or so 3 that. I rolled 3 successes, let's put it that way.
Yeah, which is 3 damage.
Okay.
You just give him a good smack, it seems to stabilize him just a little bit, but not by much at all.
He's aggravated.
Oh, it is aggravated, yeah. Isn't it?
That's what we do.
Yeah, if a gargoyle is using its natural claws.
How do aggravated work in this?
You can't soak it. You can't unless you have fortitude.
It's unsoakable. Except maybe fortitude.
Fortitude can soak it. Or I would say for anything with rockhide.
I think werewolves can soak it.
I mean, I have rockhide.
I'm going to say that he can't soak anything you guys throw at him.
That's what we do.
But he seems to be. It hurts him, but he does not by much.
Right.
Okay. It is a being of rage. Despite all its rage, he's still just a chain.
Gargoyle in a cage.
Yes.
Alright.
Ziz.
He's still just a rim in a cage. I'm trying to bite into those, the chain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaping up to try to grab it by the wrist.
Okay. I'm going to give, actually, I'm going to say 5 plus half. Oh. Alright, so it has 10 hit points, so I shouldn't tell you that, but now you know.
First off, okay, one of those. So this is dexterity to attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not strength starting out.
No.
But how does strength help your damage?
No, if you're doing a so we're doing just the one roll. Your attack is the strength.
Oh yeah,
it's the strength. Okay.
Yeah, I think dex should be like some sort of weapon, like a bow and arrow.
Might strength is for melee,
And then brawl.
I mean, sorry, dex is for melee.
Yep.
One, two, three, four.
Nice. Yeah. Basically, you're grabbing onto the chain back and forth, but it's trying to throw you off, but, well...
I have plans.
Okay, you have plans? Actually, I didn't do the... I'm going to cast a separate roll for the chain hands. Give it... it's a chain hand. So, alright. It's so a chain hand. So it goes after you, then. It's going to try to slam you against the wall. Alright. What's your defense?
I don't know.
Let's say...
Stamina, you mean?
Yes. Let's just say 2. Is that fine? Because you're a gargoyle and a nasty? Or 3? Actually, 3 probably make more sense, right?
I don't know. We don't have defense on this, do we?
Not really, no. I mean, we can just make it up as we go.
Yeah, I mean, I think with something like Rock High, because what Rock High does is it ups your stamina to help you soak things.
Okay.
So it's going with soak rules, which we haven't really done in New World of Darkness yet.
Okay. Alright, so how do you guys want to play it? Do you just straight up?
Just hit me.
Just hit you and see how it goes?
Hit, and then he can do soap, too.
Yeah, then we'll just do straight soap. Yeah. One.
Can you soak it?
Yeah. I think he's going to soak it. He soaks it.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. 3, yeah.
It tries to slam you against the wall. How do you...
It slams me against the wall, but as I'm get to the wall, I start running across the wall with it. And when I'm going behind the thing with the chain, and my goal is I'm going to start trying to wrap it around the guy's legs.
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Not just the hat rack.
But it's very pretty when it's used as the hat rack.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly what he sounds like.
Okay.
A little raptorish. I got him now.
Good job.
So Marshall Quiglin is going to try to punch you in the face. No, he's going to actually claw you.
That's what I said.
Causing aggravated damage. Because it's also technically a gargoyle. 1, 2, 3. 3.
Okay, and since it's aggravated, I can't soak that.
No.
Unless you have your stone skin activated, then you can't soak it.
Nope, I didn't activate Rockhide yet.
No. All right.
Now I'm going to activate Rockhide. Actually, whenever it's my turn again. I can't wait for Vlad to do something, in his emaciated state.
Mm-hmm. Vlad, if you want to do something.
I'm not attacking. I've got.
Give me an intelligence test.
Yeah, no, actually, I have an idea.
All right.
But, sure. I mean, never. If the DM is willing to give you stuff.
Give me a plus 9 more. An intelligence plus 9 more.
All right, so that's actually. One, two, three, four.
Perhaps someone who deals with the dead regularly might be able to help you.
Excellent. Yeah. So yeah, as you guys are keeping it distracted, I am moving towards Antonio, and gonna try and get him free.
Sounds good. See if you can do without him noticing.
Yeah, I do have actually 8 points of stuff for that.
Gotcha.
So. However, I gave you all my dice, so I only have 2
dice. You have willpower.
Yes, I do. So I'm going to spend and get more dice. 1.
I'm going to say it's enough because he's
distracted by things hitting him.
Okay. Da da da
da da
da da da da da da da da da da.
All right. Oh, the music's important.
I'm first doing Rock High to try to get my extra stamina and such. Nope.
Alright.
No Rockhide. So instead, just again, headbutt to the face.
Headbutt to the face.
Alright.
Does your horns do aggravated damage?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Horns do aggravated damage.
Everything on a gargoyle does aggravated
damage. Except my my headbutt doesn't do aggravated because it's not pointy. It's just like thick Rockhide.
And then I have to minus 1.
Remember your legendary points as well. Legendary things.
1, 2. 3, 4.
I'm gonna say 4 slams into him, causing some pain. But it's, like I said, it's like the wool itself is feeding him, like all the pain he's created. It's like Actually, I'm going to say this. You notice, all of you start noticing as you're fighting this thing. Like, the more you hit them, the more the world seems to shrink. Like, everything, like, the torture devices seem to, like, go slowly slope towards him. Like, he's feeding on the world to fight you.
Weird.
But it's a big world. Putting that out there.
Hug him to death.
Care Bear stare.
Now we do My Little Pony, the ponying.
The pony.
Oh, hey, there's okay. Actual rules for, like, headbutting,
Ziz, go.
Tail lashing.
I'm actually going to spend a willpower to boost my speed.
Boost by strength plus two.
I'm charging. What I'm doing is, now that I'm behind him, I'm actually going to run towards the door, bringing that chain against the back of his leg to trip him.
Do it. Let's go against that. Minus one because he's on the throne. So, two successes.
So many dice.
One, two, three. Three successes.
He's not tripped over, but he's off balance. So it's going to give you a 2+2 when you for your next hit. So he kind of tips over a little bit. The chain hand doesn't appreciate that fact. He's going to try to punch him with it. He's going to try to, like, he's actually going to try to envelop you.
Oh, try to wrap it around.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Sweet. One.
All right, so what do I do? Stamina?
Hmm? No, because it's
not... be a dodge. Actually, yes, that's what defense is. We have dodge.
Oh, okay. Then try to dodge out of the way. As it tries to envelop. It's not trying to hit you, it's trying to envelop you. You are now stuck in chains all around you.
So adorable.
Okay. The demon, looking at the dog, he's going to take that ball of chain surrounding the surrounding dog and try to slam it into you. Oop. One, two, three. You can try to dodge all the way.
And ten.
Oh, yeah, that was another ten. Three. Four. Wait, before you roll.
Three.
Yeah, three. Before you roll, you can try to dodge out of the way. Or you can try to take the hit, but it will cause him less damage.
Ooh. God, I'm already at minus one.
If you think he can take it, it's fine.
I'm going to be heroic. I'll try to take it.
It's like, what would the gargoyles do?
Yeah, she's going to help. Like, she's going to see it coming. She's going to kind of, like, just square off against
it. How do you use legendary again?
It's basically your blood points. So any powers that require, like, blood points.
Yeah. Okay.
Glowing eyes.
Only a few of my gargoyle things require legendary. Mm-hmm. Most of them are just okay. A roll.
All right. This is going to change up a little bit. Give me a strength. Give me three successes. Difficulty seven.
What am I rolling?
Strength plus brawl.
Three, four, eight, ten, minus one.
Sometimes I like counting how many dice you get.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Is that exceptional success?
I'm pretty sure five is exceptional success. Okay.
So you do. Basically, the chain ball slams into you, and you take all your rage, and it's like, this will not happen! And as it slams against you, you actually don't move. It feels like the force, your force and its force are fighting against it. It's like, in other words, your reality is fighting against the reality of the ball. It's like, no! This is the gargoyle way. And basically, like, because you're doing that, you get one hit point back. It's like you're getting strength from what you're doing.
I forgot. I'm supposed to be rolling +3 more when I bite things.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Except you're not on the chain ball.
And I just realized I shouldn't spend so much... I thought legendary, you'd use it on different things.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just randomly, like, I want to heal this or this.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
I don't know. I can't find it.
Well, we'll figure it out as we go.
Click the search bar up top, then. Mm-hmm. And now above the keyboard, it has a start find in this page.
Actually, see. No, give me a... Do that strength... What did you roll in that strength roll again?
I had seven successes.
Seven successes? This is what I'm going to happen then. As soon as you do that, it's like you slam into it and basically you see cracks in the chain and goes... Poof, and Ziz is out of the... It falls... It rolls in the floor a little bit, but he's out of the chain ball.
Yay! Ziz is back.
Yep.
So do I not lose my...
Half front Pepsis.
Double fisted.
Anyway.
So do I not get my hit point back?
I'll let you choose. Do you want to save Ziz or do you
want... I'm going to save Ziz.
All right.
Because I don't want to sleep on the couch tonight.
Okay.
Gopher is suspicious of your two Pepsis. He's like, why is this?
Alright, so chain and back to the top. Damon, distracted, since you're distracted by the chain ball, it's going to try to hit you again.
No.
Because...
chain ball.
One. Man, it's getting terrible rolls. One success.
Alright, and do I have to dodge this?
Yes.
Woohoo. Four, five. Nope.
Yep, he slams you into the wall.
For one damage?
Yeah, one damage.
Someone take this guy down!
Okay. Doctor, no, it's... who? You, doctor, you're,
I'm
didn't
say
you
roll like 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's first. He's definitely first. Okay.
Okay, so I made it.
You also rolled 11, dude. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I rolled 7.
No. Me and Gary both rolled 11.
Oh, then
me and Ziz both rolled 7.
Oh, that's... Ooh, that explains a lot, actually. Okay, now I have to go order. So, because I had you at 11 before, that's why
Okay, hold on. If the description is from another game and mentions blood, gnosis, or quintessence, legendary can be substituted for. So basically,
if we want to heal, we can use legendary points.
Well, no, that's any powers that you have. If you're taking a power from another book, which some of the mm-hmm. things tell you.
Oh, I thought you could just like, because since it was in Vampire, you could just use your legendary.
It's not a power we have. Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know why I pushed up my legendary.
Basically, gargoyles at least for now don't heal. They just have to wait for...
Yep, you have to wait for
a day. I was just looking mostly just, like, increasing my strength. It's like, man, I really shouldn't have bought so much legendary.
There's the only way to increase your strength is through the might thing.
Yeah.
Legendary is useless to non-sentience.
Pretty much.
All right.
It's useless to me, too. I've got nothing that requires legendary.
Yeah,
points.
I thought it was just like, I'll just boost my strength up.
Okay.
All
right.
But I also didn't spend any points
so
in
Vlad,
it.
So, Vlad, what are you doing?
I want to get... I'm not going to free Antonio. I want to... his chain thing. Yes. Yeah, that's what I want. That's killer resource of his power.
How are you going to release him? You can try to strength roll, or you can think of something else.
I have psychokinesis. Can I use my the power of my mind!
I want to use my mind, Mom!
I was looking at the stats, and it looks like it's spent yet another willpower. Good thing I put up my willpower.
Okay.
And roll, I think it's intelligence plus stamina.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept my stamina. 2, 4.
This is what the chain thing looks like.
Oh, wait.
4. Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
So... come on, seriously? No, wait, 1.
One?
Probably more than I would have gotten without it.
Yeah, but you succeed because you only need one success.
Yeah, pretty much.
You see the chains around it, and you see the metal thing just leap down and just start running and leap at Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a wizard.
and you can see, like, the Antonio and the wire thing come together, and Antonio's like, finally! What took you so long?
You know, it's... I'm sorry.
Right. You need to hold them down. You need to have somebody...
You got my... down! Hold him!
Hold him down!
Yeah, that!
Pounce.
Okay. All right.
Two shall pounce.
Okay. So, yeah. Zipporah, then... Which
frankly ain't much.
All right.
So
posing shrimp rolls. So because I'm assuming you're going to try to grab him.
Yes.
Okay.
2, 3, 6... So is it just pure strength?
It's strength as well.
Okay.
So. I'm going to dive on its back so it helps her.
No,
get down.
No problem. So you're going to use your action to give her a bonus?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a +3 bonus.
Woohoo. Oh, come on. Damn, all that one success. Damn.
2. He does a wing buffet and slams you both against the wall. No damage, but he's like, no, bad boy.
Alright. I hide. I dig myself a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Just land my back, expose my neck, and piss myself.
Alright, I know what I'm doing next, Rad. Okay. I have Berserker, I can ignore my wound penalties. I just need to go crazy.
Alright, that's perfectly acceptable.
That's the whole point I bought them.
Actually, if we're going to do that, basically, you see the creature looks at this shoe as like, ew. And basically, your mind snaps. You're all both in chains. You're both getting marked. You're getting cut. You're getting doing the Inquisition doing horrible things to you every night, per night, every single time. This is, and screaming at you that you're a monster, that you deserve this. More outrage. And if you want to say you immediately fail it, it's perfectly acceptable.
What's the moral outrage?
Willpower.
Okay.
It's like, I'm going to fail it anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
I just don't pass those rolls. The dog has more, okay. is better at...
So you make it.
Yep.
You make it, but you're now in incredible pain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've come to play, like, you all these horrors. Like, you don't have your moral outrage to give you strength. So, like, in a plus side, you don't go berserk. On the other hand, well... You were just it's like you were tortured for years in the space of a few minutes. That's all right. What happened to you. So roleplay that.
As a dog.
As a dog. Okay, Vlad, what are you doing?
Maybe it's cat in the world. Okay. Oh God. Seriously.
Ziz down.
I think he's down to like 17 pounds.
Down or up?
Yes, down.
Wow.
Down.
Jesus Christ.
He's weighed over 20 pounds before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe it.
And then we're like, no, bad cat.
He was eating other cat's food. He's like, oh, you didn't finish the food. Well, you didn't let me narrow it. Well, I'll take care of it, buddy.
It's all right, buddy. I got this.
Looking out for you.
Go for fatty.
Meanwhile, the other cat weighs like 3 pounds.
She's right. Lilting.
Okay, you see them. You saw both of them slammed against the wall, and now they've seen you writhing in pain. Antonio's just screaming like, "Hurry up! I don't got all day."
last point of willpower and psychokinesis is all I got.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna try and hold this guy down with the power of my mind, my delicious brain meats. The problem with the Numina is that since you have to spend the willpower to activate them,
I'm going to say he uses willpower to try to fight against it. Because his
will. Well, no, exactly, yeah. Okay. Wait, 2, 3, 4, and they're all tens.
Wow.
5.
Alright. Because he got no successes. So basically, you slam him against the throne, just frozen there.
Ziz
is trying to make his way to the throne, dragging himself along, and with that last amount of strength that he has after years of torture, he's trying to tip the throne forward so it pins the guy.
Give you a strength roll.
Willpower, how much is my minuses?
Minus 3.
And my willpower takes care of that minus 3. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Nice.
7, 8.
Damn. Wow. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you slam it. You see the throne slams against him. He's stuck there for a split second. He looks. I can do it again. He's looking at. Keep forgetting your character.
Zipporah
can do it again and again and again and again and again. And his message is going in your mind over and over and over again. Unless you kill me, unless you tried to kill me, rip me apart. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Remember more outrage.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna go rip him apart.
Okay.
Woohoo. And I get to ignore my wound penalties. Yep. Yay. Alright, so.
I'm gonna say this though. I'm gonna say because of the situation. Both of you give me alertness because you don't immediately notice. I'm gonna say you don't immediately notice because you're one's tortured once. Doing psychic powers!
Yeah. Yeah, I got nothing.
I got one.
You see a rage coming over her. And she's rushing over. She looks like she's gonna kill somebody.
I'm gonna slam into her. I'm gonna dive bomb her.
Mm-hmm.
Rage of strength versus strength.
Okay, I'm gonna say you're focused, but I'm gonna because you're focused, I'm gonna give you a minus 3 to your roll. So try to slam into her.
So is this, what am I rolling?
Strength plus brawl, you're trying to jump at him to rip him apart.
But I've got a minus 3?
Yes.
So, yeah.
I suggest you use willpower.
No, he probably sells more dice than me.
Okay. Oh, wow. He has all the dice.
I'm using a lot. I'm using another willpower.
And I'm going to say that it's like I'm not using willpower for this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 2
successes.
3, 4, 5.
6.
Billy's dice have been
7, 8.
8. I grab another throne and put it on top.
Describe what you do.
As he says, I could do this over and over and over, and I see you charging him. Suddenly, bounding over with a wince of pain and a yelp of pain is Ziz. As you jump at him, Ziz slams right into you, rolls right on, like you both rolls into a heap, and Ziz ends up landing right on top of you, and he just starts whimpering like a pup. Aww. He's in pain. That took a lot out of him.
Antonio, we don't have all.
I'm working. And you see his spirit thing seem to stretch out, like the chain wire seems to stretch out into thin strands, and like this trance go over Quigley thing, and especially binds him, and all of a sudden like it feels like something's getting cut, and as more stuff seems to get, the scene around you seems to change, less torture devices, and more like just gray blackness. The walls around you seems to like melts away. And you see Antonio, I'm trying to breaking his chains to this heart. And all of a sudden, gray blackness. Just gray everywhere. And you see the creature thing just screaming out, and it slowly just disappears. Just screaming out in pain. No, no! Gone. And all thing before you is Quigley. An almost ghostly Quigley. On the floor. Passed out.
Yeah, I walk up, limps over to Sephora, touch her on the shoulder, take my strength back. I have that back. Oh, God. I need to lose some weight. I'm just saying. I think you can let her go now.
I roll to the side.
Okay. You take your dex back, too?
Yeah, I take my points back. Mm-hmm. Spell is over.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we should go take this one to meet its child.
All right. How do you do so? You just pick him up, you get up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right, you pick him up, he's kind of groaning as you slowly walk the path back. It's hard to, like, Antonio leads the way, he knows the way, but because otherwise, it's just, everything's around a great plane, don't know where everything is. And he's just, Antonio's like, this is amazing. I've never seen this. The spirit created its own section of the underworld. That's a lot of hate. Wow, that was a lot of hate. Oh.
Can you blame him?
Not at all. I don't blame him. It was a terrible time. Horrible things happened.
He goes up to you, kind of like nuzzling your hand as if to say, I'm sorry.
Okay. Eventually, you pass what looks like an area, if you squint, looks different from every other area, and as you pass through, just only back in the chamber. And you see, look at Quigley, and he looks even more ghostly. And he just says, you gently put him on the floor, and he slowly kind of walks slash crawls towards his egg. He just strokes it. You will have a good home, right?
I'm gonna take the welcoming the egg ritual while he's
describe
there.
It.
Nice.
Yeah, let me do this a roll for it. So
the fuck is the welcoming of the egg?
Yeah.
All right. It makes us all feel.
Yeah, one is really all we need.
Describe how you,
because this is improvised welcoming the egg.
Yeah, you describe it for me.
But yeah, I bring Sephora over, and sort of like hold her hands over the egg, and, like we both extend our wings, and he basically. So pronounces an old incantation from before, basically welcoming the new the creature within the egg to the clan and to all of us, by the honor and the legend of all who have come before you, by the valor and virtue of your father and your mother, we welcome you. You are one of us.
Nice.
and then he urinates.
Yeah. Claiming my territory.
Kind of like the seagull from
mine. And as soon as you do that, you see a smile across Quigley's face. Thank you. You see this, whatever energy was around that the egg seems to dissipate along with him, and his spirit and the gate itself seems to just sap away. And around you is just a dusty chamber.
Wow. my god, we left that guy in there.
I'm still here, Jack. How did you talk? Alright. Well, this was an adventure.
Any given Tuesday.
Alright. Well, I suggest we get the hell out of here, because I don't... This is a very oppressive atmosphere.
Yeah. Before something else ancient and evil awakens and decides to take a bite out of us.
No, we have another Tuesday to worry about. Yes. Okay. Alright, and you guys... Yep. Leave the chamber.
With the egg, right?
With the egg.
Okay.
No, it's been fine here for a couple hundred years.
Let it hatch on its own in darkness and confusion and grow into our next...
As you finally leave the chamber, you look across to where that small lake used to be. There seems to be a smith there, and suddenly a boat appears and goes near... Well, I would say shore, but it's a man-made lake, so just a corner.
I'm running towards it excitedly, but you see me skid at the last minute and look towards trash, and I jump into the trash, scattered around, and I pull out a half-eaten hot dog, and then I just trot happily into the boat and just sit down, and just, like, lay down at the very end. Napping time. Nap eating.
Okay.
I've mastered it. I have a 5 dots of nap eating.
Not quite as enthusiastic, because I do not have the dog's boundless energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm imagining the eggs, like, it's a good-sized egg, so I don't think I can totally take it on my own. I need you to help balance it, because it's an egg. It doesn't have handholds.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm assuming you both get on the boat.
Yes.
I don't know, but I couldn't have done this without you. Apparently, Destiny put you on my lap. First time Destiny worked in my favor. Usually
it wasn't Destiny, it was Avalon.
Avalon? Wait, you're not going to answer my... Really?
Cholo!
I thought we were friends!
Dick, come out!
Next week on Team Disney. I'm sorry, Hazy, I love this game. I just love the idea this is too Disney. And thousands of enraged parents are calling.
Toon Disney won't show a very important episode about the dangers of guns, but we'll show an episode
of Hellraiser meets Gargoyles. Okay, no, right. Keep on. We're going through the waters.
Okay. You're going through the waters. Disney Cruise. And the mists open up into familiar air, into Avalon.
We succeeded, I think. I'm jumping into the water. Yeah. Not even there. I'm swimming towards the surface.
And as you're pushing through, you notice a worried, strangely, you see Princess Carolyn, who looked like she was just turned around to leave, heading back into the camp. And you realize no time has really passed.
Jumping into my hole. I'm starting digging again.
Okay. And that's where we close up.
No, actually,
what?
I was assumed Tom is still there with her. I'm going to take the egg very gently and go to Tom, protector of the eggs. We have a new one for you.
I walk by Tom like, it may have some issues. You're probably going to want to be gentle with this one.
I like to think that one day I'll find gold.
Okay.
What would a garg beast do with gold?
Buy hot dogs. He has an addiction now. Addiction chili dogs. Chalupa dogs.
2-point flaw. Addiction.
To chalupa dogs.
Is chalupa dogs a thing?
It is now.
I'm sorry.
So what do you guys think?
Yay.
Sometimes. Yep. Did it go too dark?
Really? A little dark.
It was a little dark for Toon Disney, but whatever. I was having some fun.
Wait, what makes you World of Darkness with Gargoyles?
It's World of Darkness, not World of Insufficient Light. So, yeah, I had fun. I had a blast.
Alright.
Alright,
cool.
Alright. Wizard Goyle.
Dead flesh is resting. Blood has spilled. Eternal suffering for the rest of your health.
Perhaps it wouldn't look too dark. That's
whatever. This is our game. We had a fun time.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
I mean, what I enjoyed was I was trying. It was a very good story. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I really like the idea of a tortured gargoyle, but I was and gargoyles like to take that idea of, you know, real bad things happening, and they kind of explored it, but they had to really kind of limit what was shown and stuff, and I was trying to think throughout this entire thing what gargoyles would do, because this felt like a real good story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they could have gotten away with it,
mm-hmm.
but it was, I liked them, so I was wondering what you would have to change in order to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But it made strong sense to me. Probably wouldn't have been the Inquisition, because people are like, you don't like Catholics, okay? It would probably have been like some just the Hunter.
Like wizards, yeah.
Or Wonder Evil Wizards or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it could have worked. I like the idea of that, definitely.
Okay. Okay. Alright, then we got to go. If you like what you listen to, hopefully you like what we read. We have a blog. We have a Fandicate. We're going to have... Fandiblog.
We have a blog.
Well, it's a blog on the Fandible site called the Fandiblog.
Mix, put them together in a blender.
Yes, two great tastes. Yes. Great together.
We have the
Come to our site.
Fandytube, where we post random videos every once in a while. We have the Fandicate, where we post random games we make. Hopefully, more in the future. Please vote yes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us likes on iTunes. Review us on iTunes. I love iTunes, really. So.
Five stars. Every 5-star review increases our rank in the searches, so that hopefully, if you enjoyed it, more people, like-minded people, can find us and enjoy us as well.
And next on Hannah Montana.
So thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, next week of the Hannah Montana RPG. And it's going to be a blast.
Okay, thanks for listening, and goodbye.